Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, good evening. I almost can say Happy New Year, but we was on here last Monday, so Ernie was a little bit under the weather. Now Brother D sound like he about to, I don't know, he sounding rough. He sounding rough than Big Ernie did. So let me go and get the show on the road and see what's going to go on. Good Lord, Brother D. You about to give me a cold through the phone, man. Big house is on with you. Big house is on with you, though.
Amen, amen. Been kind of rough. Been kind of rough, bro, dog. But you know, when you know a man, you know it's all good because he's able to do everything but sin. And we just thank God today that we're able to gather back together again. Like Brother Dog said, we was here last Monday, and Big Ernie wasn't able to be here. We're going to ask Brother Tim if he would come in here this morning, this evening, and just have a little talk with my father. He will continue to bless Big Ernie and his family, his endeavors, and whatever he might endure. So he'll be able to continue to teach us about this game of racing and his love for nitrous and so on and so on. And Brother D going to be okay. So, Brother Tim, if you would you bless the show for us, please?
Thank you, Brother D. It's a pleasure and an honor. And I'd just like to say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just come before you, Lord, saying thank you. And giving you first dibs, Lord, we giving you our first fruit, Lord. We're calling you on you, Lord, to say thank you. And we're asking that you would bless this show and allow it to be prosperous and accomplish all the goals and that Ernie and Brother D and Dog and myself, we all desire. And we just say thank you, Lord. We thank you for a friend like Ernie. We thank you that we're able to start this year off right, that we have Brother Ernie still with us and that he's able to give us wisdom and understanding. And so, Father, we thank you for CompuCard. We thank you for it being available to us. And we just say thank you, thank you, thank you. And this year we're going to call it prosperous. And we ask that you bless his family and that you bless him with good health and strength and a sound mind. And we just ask that you bless this show continues over and over and over, Lord. We just ask that you just lay your hand on it, a breeze on it, Lord, that you give it life. And we just say thank you. Your word says that blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, Lord. Thank you for Brother Ernie.
Yes.
We love him and we appreciate him, all that he has done for us and that he's continuously doing. Lord, I'm just taking time out right now just to say thank you because he's been so good to us. He's been a friend to us. And we thank you, Lord. Continue to bless him and keep him in Jesus' name. Amen. Back to you, dog.
Amen. Amen. Appreciate it. Brother D, I'm going to tell you like I tell Ernie. Get your behind in there and get you some rest or do something because you sound horrible. You sound worse than Ernie did. So get you some rest, my brother. We're going to be here too. We still going to be here. Just get you some rest, brother.
Hey, hey, what's happening? I'm back. Yeah, you sound really bad. What I found out is I called my doctor and I said, look, I got this head cold. I feel like, holy crap, I need a Z-Pack. And he said, okay, go down and pick it up. Now, I don't know what a Z-Pack is other than I've had them for a few years. It's a zethromycin, something like that. It's 6-7 pills. You take two the first day and one the next. By the third day, you're feeling better. By the fifth day, you're ready to go out and do it. But I still got a little going on, but I'm just taking stuff for that. Hey, this is Ernie with CompuCard Nitrous Oxide Systems. Like Dog said, the first of the year is coming on. It's ready for the first cutting of the year. So get your stuff together. I think Jamie's got one coming up in Orangeburg. What, 2 weeks, something like that, dog? I've been sharing the...
No, we... It's going to be February. In February. It's going to be in February. Ernie.
Okay. Well, don't forget, Orangeburg, Jamie, Trigger Man, at first ass cutting of the year, he's going to be down there. You got some good cars lined up. Don't forget, the show's brought to you by Renegade Racing Fuels, Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, FTI Transmissions down in Florida, Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. If you ain't got insurance on your race car, Don Kennedy's the man. Lawyer Man and Silverback Streaming. Now, I'm going to tell you about Silverback Streaming. You know, I've been making this big promotion about it and how good it was and everything else. I'm going to tell you straightforward. That's the worst thing I have ever had. It's straightforward. It's horrible. I spent all weekend with my wife arguing about which of the 3,200 channels I was going to watch. She said no, she's going to watch that channel. She don't even speak French. So I don't know why she's watching it for. If you can't, don't buy one. If you go buy two. And that way you can have one on your TV and her TV, and y'all can get along good. If not,
Ernie,
y'all
what you doing watching the French,
Cap?
Ernie, what you doing watching the French?
Well, I tell you what, don't put it in the bedroom because you ain't never going to get nothing done. All y'all going to argue about is what to watch. So put the blue pills up. It ain't going to help you no good. I tell you, you buy two, get you two TVs in the bedroom. It's going to be a hell of a lot better. And like I say, Ronnie, it's Silverback Streaming, best guy in the world. He stepped up this week and said, Ernie, I want to get out there a little bit more. So we're coming up with some ideas on how to give away either a box or a, what do you call that, stick?
Fire stick.
There you go. Box or the fire stick. We're going to come up with something. And y'all going to have to have been listening to what we've been talking about. Or you're not going to know the answer to the question. See, and we're going to give you a fire stick with 1 year of service. That's how good Ronnie is. He said, I want to step up and I want you to get it out there and let these people know how good it is. Well, don't put it in the bedroom. I'm going to tell you, don't put it in the bedroom. It was bad enough in the living room. In the bedroom, you ain't going to get no sleep. And you can find everything that's, I think, ever been on TV on that thing. It's surprising. It just goes on and on and on and on. So what we're going to do, the first one, well, I was going to do it one way, and then Dog said, I don't know if we ought to do it that way. But I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do it two different ways. Tell me how many years Dog and I have been on this radio show. How many years have Dog and I been together on this show? That's going to get you a fire stick or a box from Silverback Streaming and 1 year service. If you get it wrong, you can't play again. If you get it right, you can't play again. So y'all make up your mind. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. I told you I was going to do it, Dog, and we're going to step up. If you buy a Mad Dog nitrous system, direct port or the two-stage plate system, I will give you a fire stick or a box and a year's service with it.
Uh-oh.
Now, how you going to go along with that? You ain't never going to be a watch. Give your wife something to watch because you're going to be home. You're going to be racing. Or, hey, you can take it on the road with you. As long as you got some streaming stuff, you can take it with you. So, how long have Dog and I been together on this radio show? Question number one. Okay, what do we got in some tech talk stuff? Had a couple of good questions come up. One today from Tony down in Florida, and a problem he was having with some relays. You know, you got relays on there. It's controlling your nitrous system. Well, when with a big nitrous system where you're turning on, say, four solenoids, you got a 60, 70 amp load, and it loads your relays a lot. You know, if you've got them wired up right, you've got continuous duty relays, high amperage relays, they're good. And they make a lot of noise when you click, they're on. They work. My God, they work. But when they turn off, you have what's called inrush amperage. And as that contact is breaking, it's already made, there's already amperage on it, starts to break, there's an arc in there. And that arc leaves a little carbon spot, just a little one, on the face of the points. After, I think Tony said about 10 years, his nitrous system was surging. Him and another fellow was helping him, his engine builder, where it was helping him with it, and they got to checking the voltage. Well, he asked Tony, he said, what battery you got in here? We've got a 16-volt battery. But we got a problem. We don't have 12 volts coming out of this contact relay. As these relays are used a lot, all of your relays need to be changed. You know, if you're running a lot of abuse, change your relays once a year. If not, about every 2-3 years, change all your relays. They get a lot of wear and tear, a lot of abuse. Going up and down the highway, they're vibrating. But an easy way to check it, and you can do it for, you can buy these little voltage gauges, digital voltage gauges that reads 12.13 volts, 16.25 volts. You can get them for about $4.50 a piece off of Amazon, Alibaba, all these places out there. Get you two of them. Put one on your dash that reads battery voltage. Okay? I got 16 volts. When you reach over and turn on a relay, let's say you're going down the track, you hit your nitrous system. Just glance over and see what the voltage is coming out of your relay. If it's not 15 to 16 volts and it only shows 11 volts, you got a problem in the relay. Or a loose wire somewhere. That can save you a whole lot of problems. It's easy to troubleshoot just by looking at the differential between the input voltage and the output voltage with load on it. Now, the reason why I say load on it is because you're pulling amperage. Anything can show potential. I got 16 volts coming in. I got 16 volts coming out. It ought to work. You put a load on it, heavy amperage, all of a sudden you show 11 volts. That means that the resistance is built up in that relay and you're not getting the full potential. Can create ignition problems, fuel pump problems, any of your pumps, fans. It's not so bad on fans because they have a self-generating situation. But any heavy load on your car, you will see a voltage drop. That tells you the relay is bad. And just look at the difference between the two. Go ahead, Ernie.
Ernie, how much voltage do you really need to make the relay work, though? So if the relay, quite naturally, it's going to drop some, right, Ernie?
Well, if you've got voltage going into your relay, let's say you've got 16 volts going into your relay, all right, that's the control circuit. And now you've got the load circuit, which is the battery, going to the relay, and then the load coming out of the relay. So if you're checking the relay itself and you've got 16 volts, battery's got 16 volts, we got 16 volts to the relay, we check on the load side of the relay, we've only got 11 volts. The relay's bad. Don't
is that, is that what it's running? All right, is that what it's running or standing still when you're checking it, honey?
That's what it's running.
Okay, now, Ernie, when it's, okay, Ernie, if I got a 16-volt battery, And I, you know, I start out fully charged. I'm going to say I'm fully charged. It might show 17, maybe 17 and a half. When I crank it up and run it, it ain't going to show no full 16. Will it show 16, right? I ain't checking, but I'm just asking. Will it still show 16 volts, sir?
Your 16-volt battery is normally going to be, like you say, 16 and a quarter, maybe even 17 on initial charge. And when it cranks up, it's going to crank up, and you may be 15 and a half volts. But that first voltmeter that's reading battery voltage, that's telling you what the voltage your battery is. Now, if you crank your car up and you look at that volt gauge and it's 12 volts, 11 volts, you got a bad battery. Because it can't hold the load of the car even starting. You can tell how much wear and tear or drop in voltage once you crank something up, that load goes to that battery, and it pulls a lot of amperage. It loads the battery. If you load the battery and the voltage falls off greater than normal usage, maybe 1 volt, 1.5 volts. If you go out there and it snatches down 4 or 5 volts, you've got a problem in either the battery or the relay itself. Main thing is to check the differential between the two. If your battery's reading 16 volts, your meter's reading 16 volts, you have somebody activate the nitrous system, bottle turned off. Now the solenoids have come in and loading the relay. Check your voltage with it loaded. Is that voltage on one side is 16 and it's 11 or 12 on the other side or 13? You've got resistance in the relay. It's bad. Go get another one. Now, you know, I've showed you, dog, how I've taken them apart before and fixed them and put them back together. In fact, I think I gave you a spare. You ended up putting them back on your car. But they can be fixed. It's not worth the effort. Have a spare relay with you.
That was my starter, Ernie.
Oh, yeah, that was your starter. Yeah, okay. Now, there's two different types of relays. There's a continuous duty, and then there's a start duty, or, you know, the difference is let's say a lot of times you'll use those Mustang Ford type relays that we normally use on the starter. Works great. Don't put it on your fuel pump. Why not? Because that relay only has a life expectancy of about 45 seconds. You turn it on to crank your car, it pulls in hard, you leave it turned on, the coil will burn up in it. So that is for a limited use application. Continuous duty is normally a higher amperage. You can actually turn the thing on, come back tomorrow. The relay is still good. It's got a higher wound coil in it. It's designed to be turned on and left on. But the
what's the best relay you can get? What are them little old Ford relay things? Them little Ford, is that a relay, Ernie? Them little Ford things? Is that a relay? Is that what you're talking about?
The little flat ones that you use, you see on a lot of the Ford Mustangs and Ford products, those are starter type relays. They're not designed to be turned on and left on. Continuous duty relays cost more. So, and they'll normally handle heavier amperage. But you take a starter when you first engage it, that thing's pulling 250 to 300 amps, but it's not made to pull it continuously. You can get a continuous duty relay that's rated for 200 amps. You can turn it on and it'll run 200 amps. So you turn it off. So it's the quality and the use of the relay. Solid-state relays, you can use those. They work great. They're faster shifting. The difference in those is the way the contacts make. Make sure you get one that is rated for DC voltage on your vehicle. They're the flat ones, 2x2, that you screw in. normal price on those, depending on the amperage, can be from $40 to $90. The higher the amperage, the more they cost. But wiring, make sure your terminals are tight. Make sure your terminals are crimped on the wiring properly. And you're good to go. So pay attention to your wiring. That's one of the biggest problems we see with people bringing stuff in. Usually, I don't care who did the wiring, over the years, you going down the road, that screw may come loose. That nut may back off. Even though you got red Loctite on it, it can back off. The wire gets hot and cold, hot under a heavy load, like your starter, your nitrous system. They pull a lot of amperage. If the wire is not sized properly, when you energize it, that wire is going to get hot at the terminal that you've crimped onto it. Over some usages, it will become loose because you've started annealing that ring terminal that's on there. If you see a terminal that's changed colors or has burnt, cut the wire off, shorten it up because the wire is now overheated and you're going to need to cut it off because it has started decaying at the terminal. The terminal has changed the annealing structure and it's gotten soft and the nut will be loose under it. And that loose will cause the terminal where the nut is to start burning. The wire will burn off, terminal will burn up, and you can't have a wiring fire. So keep track of your wiring. Okay, Doug, what you got going?
You got some pretty good stuff going right there. And by them relays on it, tell us what you think the best type relay to get on it, and where would you get them from on it?
The relays over the years, you know, we started back in the 80s, we're using that little black relay that you can buy everywhere. And then when the cars started getting faster, I started noticing that there was a problem with the nitrous systems turning off and turning on. And the relay would go bad. What the hell's going on here? Found out that tire shake would cause those little black relays to chatter. Vibration going down the track, they'd chatter. They're not strong enough. The coil is not strong enough to use in a high amperage location. Works fine on a fan or a light-duty water pump. But anything else, we started going into the starter relays, and then I said, no, we don't need to do that. We went into the continuous-duty relays. They're more expensive. When they turn on, the contacts in them are big. They've probably got a contact point of 3/8 of an inch on each side of the relay, and it's got a bronze brass washer in there that's probably 1 inch in diameter that snaps closed between those two points. So it's designed to carry the load. Tire shake won't knock them loose. Heavy amperage won't affect them, but they will go bad over the years. Now, if you short out a relay, you're out there messing with your wiring, and bam, you short the wires together. You need to go look at that relay and replace it, because if it arcs out there, it's arcing on the points, and it can weld those points together when you have a short circuit. It may not lock together the next time you use it, but it's got that little hook in there, a carbon point, that it can lock together and latch itself in and stay on. That's the reason why you want to use good heavy-duty relays, constant-duty relays that are rated for the higher amperage. Short-circuit those, you might get a spike, but it's not going to hurt something. It'll probably burn the wire up before it hurts the relay. But the little relays, you can spike those, and especially if you got the little black ones, you spike those, throw them away. But don't just take them loose. When you take them loose, take them out. You put the new one in, take the old one, and hit it with a hammer or a pair of pliers so you don't put it back in your car. Back to you, sir.
Outstanding report there, Ernie. That was a pretty good report there. Hope you don't get sick on me there. The more you talk. Now, Ernie, since you was talking about batteries and relays and all that, and it's done got, well, we ain't really had no winter. We could have had the first ass cutting this year, in January since it's been 70 degrees. But anyway, Ernie, dealing with batteries, Ernie, since it's getting winter time, how should you maintain your battery, Ernie? Should you let it stay hooked up to the car and keep it charged, or should you let it run down? How should you maintain your battery, Ernie, specifically a 16-volt battery, a 16-volt one, Ernie?
Okay, well, okay, 16 volts are good type batteries to work with. Number one, take the battery out of the car. Put the battery in a safe location, not near anything that is combustible. Don't just set it on your work shelf. I'd prefer it being like in a safe location, pushing some concrete blocks around it, and over the top of it, case it decides to explode. Hook your charger up, let it charge normally, let it go to float, it'll be fine. Elevate it off of the ground. The reason why we're elevating it off the ground is so we can get airflow underneath the battery, and that airflow will keep the battery cool, and it also can stop any electrolysis building up from the calcium in the concrete. You know, same way with the fuel that you take out of your car or that you're storing, make sure it's on two boards so it can get air underneath the jugs and underneath the barrels, and that way you don't get condensation inside the drum. Let the battery charge up. If you want to try it every now and then, you know, just a little test, how's it doing, put your voltmeter on it. You can go to Harbor Freight and get a battery load checker for about $40, and you just hook it up to the two points, read the voltage, and it's got a dial on the front. You can turn that dial around to around 300 amps, and you'll hear a beep. Let it pull for about 15 seconds. Turn it off, read your voltage. Look at where it's at in the green. If its battery's good, it'll sit there and hold 14, 15 volts, and it'll still be solid in the green. If it pulls down too low, you go into the yellow or into the red, the battery's dead. Don't worry about charging it. Get you a new one, and then get it charged up like you should. With the fires that's been happening with the 16-volt batteries, I don't recommend leaving those in the car at all. Especially what?
No. And there wasn't no 16-volt battery with the fires now. Come on now. There wasn't another 16-volt battery. That was them other batteries.
16-volt battery, sir.
No, that was them other with them things they call them. That was them other kind of battery. What you call them things? Lithium batteries. That was no 16-volt. That was them lithium.
Your 16-volt batteries are lithium batteries.
They're making 16
volt. They're making 16 volt. But a lithium battery is dangerous.
We talking about the folks at poor folks. We ain't talking about the rich folks with the lithium. We talking about the poor folks. We talking about our regular way existing batteries.
look at your battery. If it says lithium ion, and do not leave it in your car. I mean, it's gotten that bad last year. There was probably, that I know of, over a dozen cases of cars catching on fire. One of them was on shop video. You saw them with a battery charger on it, and all of a sudden, boom, whole thing's on fire. So be safe with those things. Even in RC cars, they now have metal boxes you put the battery in that you lock it closed. It's an explosion-proof container. So when you charge it up, if it decides to short out, and explode, that box will contain it. Definitely be careful with the batteries, the lithium ion batteries. They're coming up with a new battery. It's an iron core battery that's supposed to have more charge, more residual in it. They're bringing them out in some of the new electric cars. And where the electric cars were normally getting 350 miles per charge, you know, these are getting 700-800 miles per charge. So, you know, battery science is changing. And as it changes, we're not going to have to worry about shorts and the explosive chemicals and gases that are put off by these batteries. You know, just a 12-volt battery, which is glass mat, you put your charger on it, turn on the charger, let it charge up. You ever come in there and it smells like rotten eggs? That's that battery boiling. If you overcharge it or it's got a bad cell, that battery can explode. The old glass mat batteries can explode. So, you know, be careful of what you don't. Don't overcharge or put a battery that's going to be charged up and put it on what they call it, high start, where you get 200 amps and let it try to fast charge that battery and cycle and cycle and cycle. It'll burn the battery up. If you got a good period of time, put it on 4 amps, 10 amps, and just let it float charge. Or you can get the float chargers from Harbor Freight for $4 or $5. Plug them in, let it run. Just don't worry about it. It'll keep it maintained. It'll build up the voltage, and everything will crank up fine in the springtime. But before you put the battery in, check all your connections, check your ground. It's more important than anything else. And make sure you hook the positive up, you hook the ground cable up last. Never hook the power up last. You're using the battery to stop that inrush amperage. And that'll make your battery last longer. It'll also save your computers and any electronics that you have in the car, because you don't get that amperage rush. Back to you, sir.
All right, Ernie. I'm vindictive. I'm a vindictive guy, Ernie. And I know you didn't hear it also over the past couple of years. But, oh, man, I ain't going to never run no Renegade. I don't like Renegade. Renegade this and Renegade that. But I know it's them same people that was talking, Ernie, since they said that VP gas is going up. All of a sudden, they love Renegade. You want to talk about that? That Renegade versus that VP with that price increase?
Well, yeah. I've had a whole lot of people, just like you say, was telling me I'd never run that stuff. I tell you what, I got VP, and yeah, it cost me $10 a pail more. Okay? I got a letter because we used to be a VP distributor. So I know what VP is. We get the price increases, all this stuff. In the price increase, it says we're going to have price increase next year in the year 2022. It's going to start out with a 18% price increase the 1st of January, 18%. Every 3 months, it's going to go up 25% until it gets to 100% increase in cost. The drum fee is going up to $50. The pail fee is going up to $15. So now when you start looking at VP fuel and you go, well, I need 5 gallons of this, I need this and this, okay, they're going to start adding all that stuff to it. Price of racing fuel is going up. I've checked with VP. I mean, I've checked with Renegade. They're expecting about a 7% increase. Okay. 7%. That's not 18%, not to begin with, and it damn sure ain't 100% by the end of the year. Now, this is a letter I got from VP Fuels, not people just discussing things. I printed it out. I've showed it to quite a few people. We carry Renegade in stock. We're going to continue to carry Renegade in stock. I think DP is, in my opinion, is exactly what you pay for it. Maybe getting rather uppity in what they think. They've got everybody under control, so they're going to charge what they want. I think this is a situation where the racer can vote with where they spend their money. Are you going to really accept a price increase? You accept $20 on pail. You know, it's a little bit more, but what the hell? If everybody says, we're not going to pay that, I'll bet you they start backing up. Let them know if they're going to have that type of price increase, you'll find some other place to buy your fuel. Renegade's one manufacturer. There's other manufacturers out there. Personally, I don't like Sunoco. That's me, and that's testing I've done. Sunoco tends to go real lean. Renegade, I've tested it compared to other fuel manufacturers. Go to VP in about every way you can test it. We were running it in a 706 on our test vehicle. ET ran the same. Mile an hour was 1 mile an hour higher. But I'm not saying that's because of the fuel. Heck, that could be tailwind. That could be, you know, sand that was on the track on one pass. So I'm looking at the way the motor ran, the temperatures it ran, how did the spark plugs look, how did they read. Renegade, I think the spark plugs read cleaner. It's easier to get a read on the plugs. And okay, that's my opinion. Surprisingly, they don't pay me to advertise it. I advertise it because I think it's good. I'm not going to advertise something I would not use. I will tell you I wouldn't use it or why I don't use it, and I'll tell you if it's good. You know, if that's what you want, buy it. There's reasons, you know, why I recommend stuff. And over the years, it's cost versus return. You can spend a fortune and never go faster. You can spend a fortune and tear stuff up. I like knowing that I can save a little money and go just as fast. So, back to you, sir.
All right. Well said there, Mr. Ernie. You know, you didn't even brag too much like you normally do. But, all right, Ernie, since you're on a roll today, and I'm on a vindictive roll today, high cost oil filters, high price oil. Everybody want high oil pressure and everything. Ernie, tell me about oil pressures, oil filter, and what's the norm and what's the a good medium for all this good stuff, Ernie.
For drag racing, average.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Drag racing, grudge racing, 440, 421. You know, a good 5W30, 10W30, or even a straight 30 is all you need. If you use a higher viscosity, yes, you're going to get higher oil pressure. The reason why you get higher oil pressure is because the oil is thicker. It's not better. It's thicker. Oil pressure is nothing but resistance in the block in the oil galleries showing you I'm having to pump harder to get that thick oil through there. It's kind of like maple syrup and thick Aunt Jemima syrup. You know, both of them is good. One of them is a whole lot thinner than the other. If you get oil that's too thick, you're not going to get the lubricity that's needed on your bearings. Because of being thicker, it's going to be harder to push through there. So it's not necessarily needed. Also, you keep in mind, you're running an eighth of a mile. Okay, sometimes you run a quarter of a mile. Are you going to really wear your oil out in a quarter of a mile? No, not at all. I've had oil manufacturers on here that real quick would tell you you need to change your oil on a regular basis until I pinned them down and said, how many passes can we put on your oil? The guy said 10 passes with no problem. So you're telling me the best oil you make ain't good but for a mile and a quarter? Oh, no, 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 no. It's still good. Then why am I changing it? Okay, the reason why you're changing oil is the higher the compression, the more load you put on your oil. You've got to get all the way down to the very finite molecules of oil. The additives are put in there, zinc, phosphates, molybdenums, and all these other things to make it slicker. Also, it has a crush value in that these additives keep the piston from wearing the cylinder walls out, keeps the lifters from wearing the camshaft out and the lifters out, lubricates the valves, the bearings, the crankshaft. Everything that's under pressure is squeezing that oil, trying to crush the molecules. The better oils are going to have these additives in them. That's the reason why under DOT and EPA rules and regulations, you cannot buy racing oil on the floor. You have to ask for it because it's for racing use only, and it has to be put on there for racing use or off-road use only. Now, yes, there are racing oils out there that you look at and you go, hey, Castor racing oil. That's good racing oil. No, that's the product name. It's Castrol racing oil. Doesn't mean that it's best for racing. Rotella, for years, in my opinion, the best oil you can run for anything with a turbocharger or supercharger or diesel engine. Until about 10 years ago, that was true. Now you see all these things that clean oil, we've removed the phosphates in them, all these other things. Well, they found out that by removing all those phosphates and these other additives, the diesel engines weren't lasting long. You know, usually you could buy a diesel engine, hell, it came with a million-mile warranty. As long as you did an end frame at 500, 750, run that puppy. In today's world, with the temperatures they're running, with the regens and all this other stuff, it's hard to get a diesel motor that's going out there and lasting. I noticed that some of them are increasing the phosphates in them. I saw one the other day. In fact, I bought oil this morning from my diesel truck, my Dewey. Boy, 13 and a half quarts of oil, $70. Filter was 20, and that's buying wholesale. We thought fuel was expensive. Man, they could give you the fuel. They're charging you way too much on the oil. But, I tackle about prices. Oil filters, use about any. Look online. We've had on Coffee Car's Facebook page, I've put programs on there about cutting oil filters apart. How they're made, what's the best, what's the worst. I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't put Fram oil filter on anything I've got. Now, one thing Fram does have is that nice textured bottom, so you can screw it on and tighten it up, and you can unscrew it most of the time if you don't over-tighten it. But that's it. The canisters are thin. The way the elements in them are made, the bypasses are made, they are not something I'm going to run on my vehicle. Purolator, excellent pieces. Some of your gold filters. Watch the videos. You make your choice what you want to put on there. The difference between a short filter and a taller filter and a humongous filter is just the volume of oil that it handles and how much it's going to pass. The average motor is going to use so many gallons of oil per hour. That little filter on LS motors is designed to handle what that LS motor is going to need. If you put on a bigger filter, a taller filter, is it going to give you better filtration? No. It's going to give you more filtration area, but it's still going to flow the relative to the same amount of oil. You usually go to the bigger filters when you have the room to put the bigger filters in, or you go to a remote setup, or you got the filter mounted off of the motor over here on the fender well. Okay. Then, okay, you want more filtration, you can go to the dual elements where you got two big screw-ons. Is that better? Well, it's definitely not worse. You've quadrupled your filter area, but you're only running a quarter mile, eighth of a mile. Do you really need that? Now, if we're running 500 miles, or we're running the engine that's going 12, 14,000 RPMs, I'm probably going to put a filter on it pretty much when I go out. I'm probably going to change the oil a little bit more often because of the crush on the micro particles of the oil. You're crushing these things. And when they crush, they lose their what they're designed for, the slipperiness or the cushion. All that's going away. Now, when I drain the oil out of my diesel truck, I change the oil in my truck every 4,000 miles. I put synthetic in it. When I take that oil out, I drain the oil in my forklift. I put it in my forklift. I put it in my engine oil. I put it in everything else. I don't throw it away. You know, I strain it. If it's clean, I'm going to use it in my lawnmower, other pieces. It's not wore out for other applications. You might take it out of yours. Now, if you get gasoline saturation or if you're running alcohol, E85, and you get fuel saturation, you're going to have to change the oil because it's going to draw moisture into it. It's going to turn chocolate, and you're going to start getting water condensation inside the motor, and you're going to start getting bladders into the valve covers. And you're going to have to go in there and clean them. So changing the oil doesn't mean that oil is bad. It means it's finished the cycle that it was intended for, but it's still good for everything else. You could take the engine out of your race car and put it right in your diesel truck. It's absolutely fine. You could put it in mama's car. Absolutely fine. Son's car, your lawnmower, motorcycle. It's fine. You're just doing it because you're putting fresh, strong oil in there to take the crush back. Back to you, dog.
Now, I'm glad. Now, you touched on some of my questions. That's why I hate you sometimes you answer my questions. Also, that kid infielder got that little thing under there where you can screw it in, screw it too now. Now, Ernie, you hit on the point I was going to ask you about that Fram, high-priced Fram filter, high-priced kid infielders. All them filters high-priced. And normally in a race car, as much as we change our oil, and those doggone filters seem to slow up your oil pressure, you seem like you think you got a problem. Why do people buy them high-priced things? And you already asked them a question. You get an old perlator, and everything jump back up there and went nice. So why do they buy them high-priced things, Ernie? And why do they mess up so quick and clog up, per se?
Well, the K&N is an excellent oil filter. The K&N rates right there at the top of the line of the oil filters. And when you see how an oil filter is made, the components that is used, a Fram filter, you cut it open. Like I say, the top of the filter that goes up to the motor, that's got your bypass check valve in it, or the material that's used in that, how big it is. And then you've got the core of the filter itself. Fram is cardboard. And it's glued together. The base of it is a little spring piece of metal that's used to push up against the bottom of the element that if the oil pressure gets too high in your motor, it pushes it down, it bypasses the oil filter, and all that's taken care of. You get into the purulators, the K&Ns, you take them apart, total different design in the bypass, the element itself is a wire screen reinforced fabric. It has a spring in the bottom of it. Like I said, the materials, the thickness of the canister is better. It's going to take more abuse. If you've ever had an oil filter explode, that's a messy thing. And oil filters explode majority of times when something hits them, a rock hits them, going down. It's something that you load the trailer and it nicks it, and now you got a weak point. You crank your car up, and it's got 80 pounds of oil pressure. Car doesn't need 80 pounds of oil pressure. 30, 40 pounds of oil pressure at RPM is all that you need. A high-volume oil pump, you know, in the day, we rebuild the motor. First thing we do is take out the oil pump, chunk it aside, go down and get us a high-volume oil pump. The only difference in a high-volume oil pump and a regular oil pump is the check spring bypass in the pump itself. But it also takes 5 horsepower to run that pump. You're looking for horsepower, a regular oil pump is going to give you what you need. Make sure that the pickup is in the right location. If you're going to a different oil pan, make sure you get the proper pickup for the pump you're running, and make sure it bolts in place or you weld it in place, and that if it's extended, it has supports on the motor, normally on the main caps, or so that it's got some support that'll hold it up and not vibrate. Higher oil pressure doesn't mean you're getting better lubrication. Smokey Unic always said, a small block Chevrolet will live forever with 3.5 pounds of oil pressure. It just has to be in the right place at the right time. Back to you, sir.
Right. The question came up when we were talking about that fuel. And they sent me the question, and I answered it based on my application. My application, they want to know, did you have to change your tune-up and everything? My application, it seemed like it made me run better, so that's the only way I can answer, but I don't know if you want to answer. They want to know, do you have to change your tune-up if you change from VP to Renegade?
VP to Renegade, no, it's a straight change out. If you're going to change fuels, like I say, is it going to go to Sunoco? You want to get the specs on the fuel. You want to know what the reed vapor is. You want to know what the viscosity of the fuel is. Just like oil, fuel has a viscosity, a thickness. The heavier the fuel, the thicker it is. The lighter it is, the thinner it is. If you get a thin fuel and you try to run it through the standard jetting, the car is going to detonate. Usually because the specific gravity is too low, the reed vapor is different. Additives are different. So check your specs. But the VP16 and the Renegade 16, dead change out. The 23 and the Extreme, dead change out. The 25, dead change outs. No problems. Back to you, sir.
All right, Andy. We're getting close, but we got some good alpha there. You've been being kind of thorough today. Now, Ernie, what does climbing the ring gear mean? What does climbing the ring gear mean?
Climbing the ring gear is when the rear end is set up. The pinion angle should be normally about 1.5 degrees down, 1.5 to 2. When you're climbing the ring gear is when that pinion angle is off and the pinion starts to pick up. That means the pinion gear is trying to climb the ring gear. The angles get way off, and you're going to tear up your ring gear. You notice excessive wear. If you're running a leaf spring, you'll notice the leaf spring's buckling up. One way to check a rear end angle, and if you've got an old cell phone, mounted underneath the car, pointed at the rear end housing and the drive shaft, put it on record, go make a pass, or get you one of these little inexpensive cameras you can buy, put it on there so you can watch what your suspension is doing. You never want that pinion angle to get in a high positive angle. If you do, your universal joints are binding up all the way up, and you're going to end up ripping out the universal joints. Ring gear and pinion, you're going to kill that. Pinion bearing, you're going to eat it up because all the oil is going to go to the back. And when the oil goes to the back, you burn up the pinion bearings. Back to you, sir.
Did that make the car stand up or something? Did I got anything with the car standing up or anything?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
It'll pick it right up.
Okay. Now, Ernie, you asked about the question about getting away that fire stick. Now, I sent you a text that you didn't read, evidently. So, tomorrow, when are we going to pick the winner? I got several people that done sent me an answer, and I'm just waiting on you to give me the correct answer, Ernie. I already know it, but I want you to give me the correct answer because my answer might be different with yours, and you might know something I don't know, and I might know something you don't know. With that being said, Ernie, hold on, it's almost time for us to close out. So close out, explaining how you're gonna get that fire stick or that box away on it. Explain that, Ernie.
All right. The first correct answer that dog receives, text, mail, call, however, will win the fire stick for this week. Now, we're going to do this for a couple of weeks, and like I say, Ronnie is giving these to us to put out there, so we're going to have fun with it, and I'm going to tell you, it's worth fighting for. So, tomorrow night, when you call me, dog, for tomorrow night's question, I'm going to tell you the answer. And the first one that you have right on your list, we're going to give it to Ronnie and have him send him the information.
Yes, sir. Okay.
All right.
Well, that being said, honey. Yeah. That's pretty good, honey. I like that, honey. Okay. We didn't come up almost. We got about 2 minutes, but anyway, you can talk that long. So go ahead and close yourself out, honey. Happy New Year to you. This your first show of the new year. This your first. Now, honey. Is that include?
Yes, sir.
Is the answer going to include this year? Is the answer going to include this year, or are we just going to include this
what
year?
What was the question?
How many years have you been doing this?
Right, there you go.
Yeah. Okay. All
so
right.
It's all the way up to date, so it's.
y'all take me to it.
Dog, love you. Guys, this is Ernie with CompuCar Nitro Systems and Ronnie with Silverback Streaming. Thank you for stepping up, helping the guys out. Y'all going to enjoy this, man. If y'all don't have Zane, if you pay for one pay-per-view for the year, it's cheaper to buy this fire stick from Ronnie. At Silverback Streaming, and you can watch every fight, every football game, every race, everything. You can even get into those adult movies, even a PG-13. So definitely do it, but you're probably going to want to get two. Like I say, one for you and one for them, so you can get the chance to watch what you want to watch. So Renegade Racing Fuels. Silverback Streaming, Ronnie, give him a call. Daytona 1 Performance Petroleum Products, Lawyer Man, FTI Transmissions, and Don Kennedy Race Car Insurance. Hey, I got those and even screwed them up. Back to you, dog. Guys, y'all be safe.
Yeah. Hey, Ernest, yeah, Ernie, you closed out just in time because you started sounding like your voice about to leave us, Ernie. So you signed off right on time, dear. Yeah.
All right. I'm not 100%, but I'm getting there. Guys, y'all be good.
All right.
Love you. Dog, right. Talk to you later.
All right. Appreciate you. Take care, big man. All right. Well, somebody texted me and talking about some what was the question, so you know that what that mean, don't it? That mean you wasn't paying attention.
I remember when I was growing up, I used to hear the old folks sing this song. Oh, I didn't understand what they were singing about, because I really didn't know what they were going through. But now that I've grown up to become a man, I understand what they meant when they sang this song.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I get so tired, I get so weak, I get worn.
You can tell Brother D is under the weather, but God is still on the throne, and yet him is still so able. He takes a crooked stick and make it straight. He can take the dry ground and make an ocean out of it. He could take a sinner and make a saint out of him. With that being said, Sister Brother, he can truly, and he's doing just that, heal Brother D. I don't worry. Songwriter said once, I don't worry, I don't fret, because my God has never left me yet. But that's where Brother D is at right now, even though I'm under the weather with this virus. but yet it always could have been worse. I've been blessed. I had a lot of pain and suffering this last week and a half. But through it all, God is still on the throne. And Brother D not going to hold you all long. I'm still a little short of your breath. But my brother Eric this morning, you know, sister, brother, have you all ever stopped to think about how busy Satan truly is? Yeah, Satan is so busy until right here.
Yes, sir.
He's so busy until he wants to rule over his people as well as my father's people. And the reason I say that is because Satan wants to always just tap you on the shoulder to let you know that he's still standing by you when he got you. And then he tries to interfere with God's work. This morning on God's plan, Satan did everything he could to interfere with the program. But the more he tried, the more we just kept pressing on. And I hear Brother Tim all the time. Brother Tim's in that ram in the bush. Brother Eric's job has him to the point that we can barely get on. And from out of nowhere, he seen that Brother Netta was wrestling with him. And I wasn't no help this morning. And out of nowhere, Brad said, you know what? No matter what the outcome might be, I took on a task that he must do. He came in. And he gave us something this morning. I want to kind of brush back through a couple of them. We call them the Beatitudes. So we call them the Beatitudes. The book of Matthew is the 5th chapter. Now I'm just going to give you a few of them and get out the way if you all bear with me for a moment. I love the Beatitudes. I used to be real confused with them. And then one day I called my man, and him and I was talking about these Beatitudes, and I started getting a better understanding of them. But you know, bro, Tim, when I looked at them, it says, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that blessed are they which do hunger. And I love this one. It says, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. He just said, bro, Tim, he said, blessed are they that thirst after righteousness. You know, if you seeking something, you thirsted after, I mean, you dig it. You want some information there. And it says, for they shall be filled. Goes on and says, blessed are the merciful, for they should obtain mercy. Now, here's another one. I love them. I love these Beatitudes. He said, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall God. Sister and brother D not going to hold you. Well, he going to turn you over to Brother Tim. But I just had to read those through to you. If I had to hang up on any, verse 6 and verse 8, I believe I would just hang up on those two all day long. Blessed are the meek. I'm sorry, blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall be God. Now, I like that last one.
Get on out of there with that cold. I told you to get you some rest.
Amen.
Keep on going.
I'm going to get out the way.
I don't want to hear.
Let me just say this here. And then we'll get a thing to brother Tim, my brother Omen. Let me tell you all something, sister, brother. If the Lord will call me now, there's a song that says I had a chance. I can't think of nothing I would rather do than leave here doing the work for my Father. You know what I say? If the Lord called me home right now doing what I'm doing, I would be as happy as any man. Because I'm doing the works of my Father. I'm doing the works of him that sent me. Right here. As
yes, sir.
Take over here. Look what verse 12 said, right here. He said, rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophet which was before me. In other words, brother Tim, if you just hold on a little while longer, you're going to get your reward.
Jesus
said, not only will you get it, he said it'll be great. Great is your reward. And look what your reward going to be, sister and brother. Great is your reward in heaven. Come on, right here. Come on, right here. Brother Dog going to get over. Come on. Come on.
Amen. Well,
amen.
Thank you, Brother D. And like Dog said, I can hear you just about ready to cough. So you need to take it easy. And God knows your heart. And he sees that what you're doing. You just need to take it easy a little bit, you know. And anyway, I just wanted to tell my brother, sister, as an appetizer, I'm not going to go too long with you. I just want to tell you this. This is a new year. God bless each and every one of us to be here to see another year. People have been dropping dead with the viruses and dropping dead for natural causes. And we just want to just, I'm not here to scare you. I'm here to tell you, get your house in order. And it's time for us to just, God is blessing you. And what are you doing for him? What have you done for him lately? And I'm just here to tell my brother and sister, it's time for us to quit playing. We keep coming on. We keep telling you, begging and pleading with you to get your life together. But then when the time come and pressure come down on you, now we see what kind of material you're made out of, because you start falling apart, you know. And you don't understand that. Like Brother D said, he said if he called me home now, I'll be all right. Everything will be just fine. Got a house, a room, a mansion prepared for him, and it's going to be all right, you know. And I just want to say, no other better hands you can be in. But I'm here to tell my brother and sister, you don't want to leave here without no work done. You don't want to be here and not be, you know, and everybody gets mad or they get, you know, scared that their brothers and sisters are going to make fun of them. What would you rather them? Let them make fun of you, or you get there and close your eyes in death and see an angry God that said, depart from me, for I never knew you. And it's just sad. It's time for us. Let's get this year together. We don't want to vow to God, make a promise to him, and then break it. But we want to start getting ourselves together, and we keep saying, when we tell you to do, we only take little baby steps. It's time to let's get it together and let's do what we're supposed to do this year, because God has been good to you. He allows you to go up and down these dangerous highways and race cars and high mile an hour. You're still here. How much more do you do? We don't want to spit in God's face and tell him we used you to get what we want. No, it don't work like that, my brothers and sisters. Be thankful, because even a parent, when you got a selfish child and they don't care and they don't appreciate what you do to them, occasionally the parents just say enough is enough, and they withdraw, and then you're out on your own, and then they come home like the prodigal son did. So let's get it together. Let's come together. Let's worship God. And not yourself, and continue. Let's give him some blessings back, and that's all we can do. And we say thank you to God for all that he has done. He gave us his son, and we still not satisfied. He died and rose again on the third day, just like he said he would, and we still not satisfied. He sent his comforter, the Holy Spirit to deal with us and to dwell inside of it, we still not satisfied. It's time to quit being so selfish, my brother and sister. God loves you. He's a jealous God, and he don't want anything before him. He doesn't mind you having things. He just don't want the things to have you. I'm done, dog. In Jesus' name.
How many of us are satisfied with the Lord, huh? I'm just satisfied with Jesus. He means more to me than anything this world has to offer me. Y'all hear me singing. Come on, everybody. Come on. I am.
I am so satisfied.
Tim said he was satisfied. I'm going to close Brother D because he'll try to talk. I see Reverend Brian on here. I don't know if he's able to talk or not, but if Reverend Brian, if you're able to talk, Reverend Brian, I need you to hit the one button. I need you to do something for me if you're able to talk, Reverend Brian. I see you on here, but I don't like to. Yeah, okay. Tim, you hit on it, Tim, and Reverend Brian speaks on it so eloquently that I understand it. And it's about death, Tim. We're having a lot of death, right? And people are dying closer and closer to us every day. We're having little children getting killed and everything. But Reverend Brian, if you just wouldn't mind coming in and speaking on that death part of it, and then I just wanted you to get on there. I had to close Brother D up because he'll try to talk. So, Reverend Brian, good evening. If you don't mind speaking on that death angel, because
hey,
that
brother.
Death angel is getting matter, it's getting regular. It's getting regular on here. So you want to speak on that for a minute, Reverend Brian?
Yeah, the Bible is plain, and I love how he is illustrated. And Brother Tim, if I'm wrong, just help me with it, brother. The Bible's so plain that he said it a long time ago that man was put here to die. And we tried everything in our ability to stay here, but gravity is going to happen. Brother Tim, can you go back far?
Yes, sir.
And you know this right now, before you can't do what you did 4 years ago. Gravity has set in. This corruptible body is ready for the incorruption. But what happened with us, Brother Law, what happened with us, Brother Law, we love this old world. We love the things. And we spoil on this side. And Brother D said it well. We got a reward, Brother Tim. We got a reward. And God ain't going to stop nothing. There's some people on here right now got a date, don't even know it. They really probably think they got the photo down. I got 10 more years. I got 4 more years. I got 100 years. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you, your date is already set. It's just a matter of time when God touches you on your shoulder. And when he comes by,
Brother D couldn't stand it. Brother D couldn't stand it. I opened his mic, Reverend Brian. I opened his mic so he wouldn't get mad. He couldn't stand it, but if he started talking, I'm going to mute him again. Come on, y'all. Come on, Reverend Brett.
I'm going to tell you this. This probably going to sound wrong, Brother Tim and Brother D. No prayer. I'll help you, Holy Spirit. I don't care how much we cry at the bed. I don't care how much we say, Mama, don't go. Dad, I haven't said all I wanted to tell you. Sister, I don't know what I can do without you. When death comes, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When death comes, I'm telling you, when God comes and snatches him out of that body, brothers and sisters, all we can do is say, Lord, give me strength. Lord, I'm in a place right now. I miss my mother. I miss my father. Lord, I know they told me to put in the hospital, and the hospital gave her the right medication, but it wasn't there but just keeping her comfortable. And Lord, it was there to keep him comfortable. But look how she's moving, Lord. My mother focused her eyes, Brother Willie. Dog, she focused her eyes at the wall, and I saw her. She said, and couldn't breathe no more. God had that day. We couldn't do nothing. We couldn't do nothing about it, man. Cry, hurt, still think about it. But I know one thing about it. They won't cut the legs off. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. She ain't got to worry about diabetes no more, brother. She ain't got to worry about no heart disease no more. Because I believe what the Bible says, she's at rest. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. So I'm going to leave you alone when I say this here. No one can stick it. And I really believe this here. When I hear old Paul this morning, and they baby came into my mind, Brother Willie, when I went over there and got Psalm 51, and he reached over there and grabbed it. So he asked God, don't remove that spirit from Brother Tim.
Yes.
He don't want to remove it because he wants that Holy Spirit to stay with him. Because he know he did wrong.
Yes,
but I want to tell you this.
Yes.
I've been preaching and teaching for just a little while. I'm a very young man. Just for a little while. But let me tell you what I thought about this. I had to stop. Okay. I had to stop talking about who's going to be in heaven. Man, God got a plan that we don't understand. We're going to be surprised who's going to be in heaven. And we're going to be very surprised who's going to be in here. Don't be alone, brother.
Well, y'all, all right, tune in tomorrow, guys. I'm going to be open his mic, but he's trying to talk.
Brother.
I told you, he would not.
Your death date was predetermined for you before your birthday.
Yes, sir.
So
it's already
marked there.
Yes, sir.
We're going to leave
here.
Yes, sir. We're going to leave here.
Yes, sir.
It's how you leave here. Yeah, that's the thing, my dog. It's how you leave. Because the Bible says, show the man born. He said he must die. We're going to leave here.
All right.
We're going to leave here.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
But I got to cut him off.
You know about cut him off. Keep talking.
Brother Dog,
one
thing I want to say, and I hope that Brother Eric will agree with me.
Yes, sir.
Do you know that sometimes people are so afraid, they say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to live my life to the best of my ability while I can.
Yes.
But they don't realize that the life they living ain't all that good. Every time they turn around, they got problems, issues, and drama in their life. But the Bible says in Matthew 6, and it says that seek the kingdom of, and seek the kingdom and its righteousness first. That's the first thing you got to do. And he said, and then all the other things that you request will be given unto you. So if you want these things, seek God first and then get it right with him first and then do the right things and get your life right so that you can live holy.
Oh,
and when you do that, all the other gifts will be added unto you. You better seek that first because you won't be here. Things won't stay.
I got a word, Brother Willie.
Uh-huh.
Brother Willie, I got a word. And Brother Tim, them, I pray that they understand. The Bible said it would be a great falling away.
I told y'all, y'all supposed to be preaching tomorrow. I told y'all.
Great. Hey,
I can't make it. Not one moment without Jesus. Oh no, there's no moment that I can make it without God. Oh no, I have made it without money when my needs so severe, but I can't make it not one moment without the Lord. Oh no, I can't make it not one moment without Jesus. Oh no, there's no moment that I can make it without God. Oh no, I have made it without money when my needs were so severe, but I can't make it.
Amen, amen. I'm not gonna apologize, but I wanted to say I started to just do the do the let the press stuff go on and get on off him, because you know I got to go watch that game. But the reason I was doing that was I noticed all the shows this past week, none of them really gave props to the Lord. So, you know, I ain't going to say I'm a Mr. Do-Gooder or something like that, but we need to be more thankful of what we got going on, because this world ain't getting no better. It ain't getting no better, y'all. I'm trying to tell y'all. I don't know what the heck is going on, but it's not getting any better out there. So with that being said, I'm going to let that go. And tomorrow, we're gonna have church tomorrow. If y'all want to come in, we're going to have church tomorrow. Some of y'all say you don't care about it. Some of y'all do need it. Some of y'all do what you got to do. And also, if the Lord, Unknown, I see you, Unknown. I'm going to come to you a little bit later, Unknown. I know you want to say something. I'm going to try to get the program going, because everybody want to sort of like get off and go watch the game. And I do too. So I'm going to be a little selfish tonight. But I'll see you, Unknown. I'm coming to you. But what I was going to say is, man, this world is not getting any better. This dead angel is touching closer and closer to home. We getting more, I mean, we getting deaths by just the snow and winter storms and all these wrecks and shootings and drive-by killing babies and kids and everything. The world is, I don't know what the heck going on with this world, man. But you know, that's all I can say. We better do something different, because whatever we're doing is not right. So with that being said, let me get out of here, because I don't know what's going on myself. Don't even get weird here on in. Got a couple of things to say. And the reason I'm doing it is because, I mean, you know, this is our New Year show per se. We was on last Monday, but, you know, last week I had a road trip to make. I didn't want to put no burden on nobody. I had a death in the family, and I had to go to a funeral and all that. But, you know, I didn't even put it out there because I didn't want nobody to think I was looking for no sympathy or nothing like that. I went on and took care of my business and did what I had to do, and I appreciate everybody out there, and Happy New Year to everybody. Hope everybody's doing good. So with that being said, Rich, come on in there while I start preaching. I'm like Brother D. I'm going to start preaching. Brother D, you better try to get some rest and everything so you'll be ready tomorrow, just in case, though. Come on, Chip. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing good, dog. We got a few upcoming events. One of them going down tonight. We got Alabama versus Georgia, so this Willie Dog versus Wheelchair. All right. February 5th in Orlando, we got Bald and Smoke. Get it off your chest. February the 19th in Orangeburg, it's the first ass cutting of the year, presented by Jamie Triggerman Halls. February the 24th through the 27th, that's in Valdosta. You got Lights Out. That's Donna Long. February the 28th through the 29th, Holly Springs, Mississippi. You got Fat Tuesday. March 5th. You got the House of Hoop. Marge Madden, that's Hitman Production. And March 11th and 12th, you got Southern National Smoke at MGMP. That's David Floyd. March the 18th and 19th, you got Carolina No Time in Piedmont. That's Lance and Travis. And that's Carolina No Time at Scrabble. Then you got March Madness in Orangeburg that same weekend. That's Q Boogie with the COVID-20 car and CP. March 25th and 26th, you got One Shot, One Kill at MGMP. That's Rico and Scott, CP. And you got March Mania at Extreme Raceway in Ennis, Texas. That's Big Jake Production. And what we got coming up for February, March, and in April, you got the big old race, Tennessee Madness, Bobby Cole coming up. All right, dog.
Yeah, you forgot about it. They got on Sweet 16 also, the 24th through the 26th. Now, they're on that also, too. So, anyway, we got that going on also. So, anyway, it's a whole bunch of stuff already on top of a bunch of stuff on top of a bunch of stuff on top of. So, it is what it is, though. And we're going to just roll what we got. All right, Jeff, with that being said, okay, I'm going to go ahead and close you up and let Unknown get on there. Unknown had 30
more minutes. You ain't got over 30 more minutes, dog. 30 more minutes.
Well, I got many minutes I want with you. If people kind of still there, because like I said, hey, you might want to bow by halftime. I'm gonna give you an option. You can bow by halftime. So you know, you might want to by halftime. You might be want to bow. So. Anyway, okay, yeah, I know the game.
Yeah.
Okay, okay, Chill. Just hold on. I'm coming back to you. I got to get unknown on it. Unknown had something he wanted to say earlier. I didn't get him on there, but, you know, I can't. Unknown, come on in. You got the floor, Unknown. Come on, what you got on your mind, bro?
Yeah, how y'all doing? I listen to y'all all the time, and everything that we've been talking about or y'all been talking about or y'all been preaching out to Bob and whatever is from the beginning of time. The only problem that I have with all of this is it's wrote right on the wall. Nobody wants to pay attention to it. Everybody wants to move, jump over everything. And then when things begin to start hitting, everybody want to pay attention when they get on your toast and your doorstep. So got to start paying more attention to life because it's the same thing been going on ever since we were babies, you know, before we even could remember anything. And if you look back, it's all wrote on the wall. So I'm not going to hold you up, Doug, because I know you're moving on from person to person. Thank you for letting me on.
Hey, no, anytime, Unknown. You know, like I said, anytime you hit the one, but I'm going to get you. Might not get you when – I'm just like the Lord. I might not get you when you want me to, but I'm going to get you. Okay.
Thank you,
Doug. All right. Appreciate you, Unknown.
Thank you.
All righty. 786-9591. You got something on your mind. 786-9591. You got something on your mind. You got some on your mind. You hit the one button. You didn't know you hit it. You had to sound like you're unloading lumber. But anyway, it was somehow for them. I got a question. If anybody can tell me, who is the smartest person in drag racing? Who is the smartest person in grudge racing? I'm gonna narrow it down for you. They be on the show every week. I'm gonna narrow it down for you. Anybody want to hit the one button? Tell me who is the smartest person in the racing grudge racing right now, and why? Anybody want to hit the one button and tell me who the smartest person in racing right now and why? Kid, I see you hanging around at the bottom, man. Hit the one button, come on up here. You know you're supposed to be on the show already, kid. I done told you about hanging around there. I'm about to revoke your privileges on the show if you can start hanging around at the bottom and don't come on hit the one button. No, not somebody come out flop. That's a good answer, but it ain't flop, though. Come on, kid. I'm gonna give you something. Give you a free thing. Who the smartest joke in racing? Who the smartest joke in racing and why? Your mic golden, kid. Come on, mute, kid. Fear Shula. No, it ain't Fear Shula. It ain't Fear Shula. Kid, your mic golden, but you ain't saying nothing, kid. Come on. Yeah.
That's
go.
A good
come
question, y'all. I really don't have nobody in mind, you know. That's a good, damn good question.
All right, y'all got 3 seconds. Y'all got 5 seconds to tell me. And if y'all tell me who the smartest person in good racing, I'm just going to say racing and tell me why. I'm going to send you $100. Uh-oh, here go Pie Joe. Let me see what Pie Joe got. He just got a new. Who is it, Pie Joe?
Everybody that ducking that goddamn little ladder.
All right, Pie Joe, stop that cussing. We ain't cussing. Brother D, I'm not opening your mic up, B. Brother D, I'm not opening your mic up. I told you, you need to get off this phone and get you some rest. I forgot his name. The karma driver. I forgot his name. Tim Hudson. If you're gonna get blocked on another hugger. Tim Hudson, you're gonna get blocked if you ran that name with me again. Smartest who is racing without spinning a dime. Oh Lord. Somebody said Mike Hill, nope. Tim Miles, you are well I know I'm pretty small, but I'm not gonna take that title there. Thank you, Tim Miles. I got to say Mike because he rarely let his team make bad. Now, see, y'all on the. All right, I'm finna tell y'all. Brother D, I'm not opening your mic. I'm telling you right now, I'm not opening your mic. 704-9748. I opened your mic before and you said nothing. I'm going to open it again. You just keep hitting the one. But 704-9748, what's on your mind?
Engine builder.
All right, let me close you up. That ain't the right answer. But at least he answered that time. 601-7568. Is that Pike?
Are you talking about grudge only or
Ricky with that damn all that noise back there? Yeah, Ricky.
I ain't got no noise.
I know.
No noise here. I promise you. Are you talking about grudge racing or all of racing?
Don't ask me to clarify. I don't believe Kid had that much noise. Kid, I don't know better. That was Kid with all that noise. I ain't gonna tell you. You just tell me who you think it is. I don't know. Somebody said it was you. But it ain't.
No, it ain't.
All right, I'm finna close the mic. I'm finna tell y'all, then I'm open the mic back up. The smartest man in racing today, as of today, the smartest man in racing today is Bobby Cole. The smartest man in racing today is Bobby Cole. Hey, Richie, you want me to tell you why he's the smartest?
I was actually thinking of him, and I already know why.
If you know why, Rick, I'm going to still give you something. Why?
I mean, he. I don't know. You tell me.
You don't know. Anyway, I'm going to tell y'all, the smartest guy in racing, well, I just use racing. I could almost say the world now, as of today, is Bobby Cole. Today, y'all, is Bobby Cole's birthday and his anniversary. So that means he got married on his birthday, so he ain't gonna never be able to forget it. So when somebody said, "Hey, what's your anniversary?" The average man can't tell you, but Bobby Cole can tell you now, because it's his birthday and his anniversary. So we want to say happy birthday and happy anniversary to Bobby Cole, the smartest man in racing as of right now. Anybody disagree with me? Anyone? But yeah, that's pretty good, ain't it? I'm gonna open the mic back up now. Yeah. I'm gonna open these mics back up. So y'all gotta pay attention to those little known facts. Only me would know that. Hey, wheelchair, would you agree with that? Unknown, would you agree with that? That's pretty smart, ain't it? Keying the old kid back around that dog. Oh, no. Hi, Joe.
That joke is not smart.
He's pretty smart now. Oh, kid must be. Somebody got on speakerphone. Got that? Oh, that might be unknown. Let me find unknown. Unknown where that be. Yeah, hey, wheelchair. You don't think that's pretty smart? Wheelchair. You don't think that's pretty smart? Ricky, do you think that's pretty smart, kid? Yeah. Side joke. Don't y'all think that's pretty smart?
That's pretty smart, personally. Yes. Yes.
Well, I just asked you smart. I didn't ask you. You the one start putting in categories. I didn't put it in no categories. So anyway, we want to say happy anniversary to Bobby, to Michelle and Bobby. Happy anniversary to y'all, and hope y'all have 30 or 40 more anniversaries. And happy birthday, Bobby. Yeah, go ahead, y'all.
Yeah, thank you, bro. Thank you, bro.
Yeah. Well, Bobby, since you're on it, Bobby, what made you get mad on your birthday, Bobby? Brother D been not trying to talk, not just about on this land. I hope Brother D ain't trying to talk. Brother D, you trying to talk, I'm going to mute you right back. Brother D, what do you want button for? Told him to go get some rest. He got to preach tomorrow.
It was an accident.
See that? Hey, see that?
It was a mistake, dog. It was a mistake.
Oh, okay. Because you sound horrible. You sound horrible. Yeah, come on, Bobby. Come on. You don't know why you got mad on your birthday?
I kept putting it off, and just one day, man, it was snowing, and it got cold, and it was my birthday. I was in the bed. She said, "Get up, let's go get married." I got up, got ready. We went. Gonna get married. So the man said, "Hey, man, you got to be crazy. Hell, we trying to get off and go home. It's snowing outside. You come there trying to get married." I should have thought about it, what he said then, but I couldn't turn around.
He didn't have all the
choice. Hold on, don't go nowhere. Tim House said it was me. Tim House, you might go. Why you say it's me, Tim House?
Well, dog, when I looked at it. Can you hear me? Yeah, I looked at it a little different. I didn't know Bobby had that thing. But when you wear multiple hats like you do, you got to be smart. You're a grudge racer. You know, you're a gambler. You're the godfather. You know all about these. You're a problem solver when it comes to the racing. You understand all the things when it comes to how to set the races. Man, that takes a lot of energy and thought and a lot of wisdom, man, when you do all that. I'm not just throwing it at you. Anybody that just do that kind of stuff, you know, like I have a lot of respect for skiing. You know, when you got things like that, he know all that stuff. And you guys kind of remind me of each other when you come out, how much of you knowledge of this stuff and how quickly the guys can run their mouth and you catch them.
Where you want me to send the check to, Tim? Where you want me to send the check to, Tim? Where you want me to send the check to?
I learned a lot from you guys. I learned a lot from Bobby. I've learned a lot. Even from Witt, I've learned a lot. You know, I'm just telling you guys. You guys got a lot of wisdom.
You
guys are leaders, man.
Missing.
You guys are leaders.
You got a point there, Will Phil.
He still missed one. No, he still missed one.
What do you mean?
Shit song.
Oh, Lord. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, and that's part of it, too, though. See, that, that's what I'm saying. That's one of my hats. People get mad at me, but I got multiple hats. Just judge me for the hat I got on at the time. Well, now, on another note, Bobby Cole, though, that Bobby Cole, again, like I said, this was just saying happy birthday and happy anniversary to Bobby Cole. And we just want to recognize that him and Michelle. We hope they have many more of those anniversaries, man. Bobby, how many years you been married, Bobby?
25 years.
Uh-oh.
Since about
88, 89. Yeah. The reason I said that, now, a person with Bobby's personality and where we know him, I mean, if he's been married over 5 years, that's a blessing. Because, I mean, good Lord, man. Who can put up with him that long, man? Who can put up with him that damn long, man? Come on, man. Be for real, man.
He didn't have no other choice.
Yeah. But no, it is what it is. 478. What the hell? 478-0139. You don't never. What you want, all Benny?
No, dog. It put me in by mistake. I didn't want that.
Oh, okay. Well, they cost you, dog, because you know you always on, so that's why I told you. Okay, I close you back up. I got you. I figured you didn't want to say that. But, you know, I was going to always open it because I never know. Hey, guys, y'all got anything y'all want to say right quick and everything? Because ain't no racing, but I see a lot of guys locking in already. And it seems like old Bobby Cole always gives people to lock in for his race way up in April. I mean, what is he doing for people to lock in there for in advance? What you doing, Bobby?
I ain't doing nothing, dog. Just be hanging out with them. They return the favor. Ain't nothing like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing, though. Yeah. Ain't nothing wrong with that, boy. Yeah, but like I said, a lot of guys are getting their cars worked on, and they might not have them ready for these races that's coming up before then, and they have them ready by then. Hey, somebody just sent me the same question that I heard on another show, and if you on this show now, I'm gonna tell you when we ask a question, we don't start acting crazy and cussing everybody out until we get through with the question. And the other night I was listening to it too, and they asked the question, but everybody started cussing everybody out because they might identify somebody and they never did get the answer. Somebody want to know what is camp jumping. They want to know what is camp jumping. And they ask me what I think about it, but I'll wait and see what anybody will answer me. What is considered camp jumping?
I don't know what they call camp jumping. From what I hear, it's like if a person leaving Tim Turner going over to Jack Green, he cut over Jack Green, he go to Mike Hill, and he leaving there. That's what they call camp jumping, or either just going to another tuner's camp jumping. I mean, when you get a guy that can be able to tune your car, and I'm going to put it to you like this. Going to the racetrack, be the first one there, and the first one out of the goddamn going home and can't get the car, go down the racetrack, it's discouraging. So when you do find that person to fix your car, and if you got the money to go out and afford that guy, I don't see how anybody can call a camp jumping. You spending your money where you want to spend it. So you can go to Kmart and Walmart and can't get what you can get at Walmart. You might go over to the and find what you want. I'm paying for it. That's all that matters.
Bobby said some good shit. Anybody want to hit on that? That's a hell of an answer, Bobby. Bobby, that's a hell of an answer. Anybody want to elaborate or say something different? Come on in here. Y'all macho. I want to hear myself, too. That's a pretty good answer, then. Anybody else want to hear something like that?
Hey, Bobby, but what if it ain't got nothing to do with your tuning or your tune? What if it's just, I like Bobby Cole. Me and Bobby ain't seeing eye. I go there with Whit. Whit say, this is what we going to do. I don't like what Whit's saying. I'm going to go over here with Willie Dawg. Willie Dawg is race. I like that. I want to be recognized with Willie Dawg. Oh, well, me and Dawg can't get along. Let me go over there with Kid. Me and Kid, that's what they might be talking about too, Bobby. You got people anybody winning, they over there. Anybody giving out a free T-shirt, they over there. Anybody going to go put them in a video, they over there.
Uh-oh.
That's what I'm saying. They don't have time to even... I know there's some people out there like that, dog. You giving out a free
T-shirt.
That sounds
like Alabama. That sounds like Alabama. What Bobby said is not camp jumping. What Bobby said is not camp jumping. That's just changing your tuner. That's just you don't like how this tuner do, and you don't like what he's doing.
Him jumping is like basically saying, I'm over here with this team. One week you over, 1 month you over here with this team. The next 2 months you over here with this other team, gambling with them. 2 months after that, you over there wanting to bet and gamble and say you putting in this team pot and all that. That's kind of more like camp jumping to me, not because you changed the owner.
Yeah.
Everybody's
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of what Tim House is.
Yeah, but piggyback on what you're saying, Wick, if I'm over here betting with you, it doesn't make it. That don't make me be with the camp. I'm going over here.
Well, I ain't never saying betting with me. I'm not still saying betting with me. Like, some of these guys be in this guy camp this week, in this guy whole camp. Come on, he been on this car, been on that car, trying to book this car, trying to book that car. Then maybe months later, he over in this other camp. He over here still Team 6. Trying to book their car, so he'll lock their car in and over here with that camp.
Uh-oh.
That's camp.
I can't say nothing about that. I mean, I feel like with a guy, I was thinking that you were saying that if I was a guy over here betting with him, I mean, you, when guys that gambling,
no. Because there's a lot of people that just come out and gamble and bet with who they think winning or who they think going to win. That's basically in camp. That's gamblers. Them gamblers there. We ain't talking about the gamblers. We talking about guys that have been in multiple camps. Now, who is one of them? I can't think of them, but who one of them, dog?
Well,
who is a multiple camp
jumper?
You
sound like a flunky. He just a flunky, then.
See, that's what I'm saying. When I throw it out there, Bobby said one thing that you're right. Now, when Rich, you came on and said it, I think that's what they was meaning by Joker jumping from one to another. And they call it, nut riding or dick riding or whatever they call it. You know, I ain't gonna call no name because that's what the Oliver come up with. But you know, I just want to get an understanding.
Right.
The question came back up.
There's
and to me, that's me. What is the camp jumping? Yeah.
Is TMI got any free T-shirts?
Hey,
Brett,
dog.
Hey, dog. Hold on, kid.
Yeah.
Kid giving me a hard time. Hey, watch that, dog. Hey, you know what? Hey, dog. Me and Wick gonna whoop your behind, dog. Next month. Hey, kid. Me and kid, we gonna kick the lining out your behind, dog.
That's what Wick just said. And that's what I think they were talking about. Somebody doing.
One week you're on here with them,
and the next week you're on there with somebody else, and the next 2 weeks you with somebody else.
Yeah.
I think that's what they were talking about. You know. Yeah. And nobody wanted to call no name because that's why the argument come up here.
Right.
But nobody really gave a good definition on what it was. And Bobby did something that was more in depth. Bobby did something more in depth. But I think they was talking about what Whit was talking about, though.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a guy that's whole hustle. I mean, if you open the door and let somebody that you're not familiar with or don't hang with, if the guy that owned the car over the program allow him to come in there and do that, I mean, he ain't doing nothing but hustling. I mean, what can you can't lock him for hustling if he go over and stand behind the door and bust your head. That's you if you lock him in. But
I think y'all look at it like this here now. It's hard to set per se a bona fide camp jumper, but wouldn't more of a camp jumper that's not a camp jumper or be somebody that's a high driver, somebody that drives different cars and I mean, if he's driving for that camp this week and driving for the next camp that week, is he considered a camp jumper? Because he's riding different cars.
He would be considered as a camp jumper to me because he's over in this camp driving cars. Driving a car is really, that's like personal. That's like discreet. You see what I'm saying? Now you driving this car over here, and we might have to race them 2 weeks later. Now you driving their car, but you already know what my car doing. Yeah, a driver can be a camp jumper, most definitely.
Hold up, somebody just said, I don't agree with this now, because I think I look at this person here and sort of like me, so I don't agree with this now, but they said Kid is a camp jumper. They said Kid is a camp jumper. Kid, who said you a camp jumper?
Whoever drives see the ticket to the car.
What I said about that, Wick, is this. Now we done got to the point now where these big cars, you know, you trying to get a guy that's dedicated to you to stay in your car, but Kelly was driving for me and he was driving for Crack Baby. I mean, he was just hired to drive. And that was just it.
But you and Crack Baby ain't trying to run each other either.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that if you got somebody that's jumping in and out of cars, that
ain't
Kim
jumping
because
he was driving for Crack Baby. He was driving for Crack Baby before he started driving for you, so I don't think that was Crack Jump. What I would say Crack Jump is like Ricky Stambro. Ricky Stambro started driving for, per se, Dillinger. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
I don't think that would be. I think that's Kemp jumping. Because Ricky Stambro is Stephen McNabb, you know, to the end. And now all of a sudden, he's driving the Dillinger.
Feel that way. I mean, if I get to the racetrack, and this is just the way I am, I understand what you're saying. If I get to the racetrack, and due to the fact my driver can't come in, if I ask one of them high gunners over there that know how to drive my car, and he agreed to drive it, he ain't jumping camp. He going in there to take care of his business.
Good. Well, now see, y'all, hold up. That's why I asked this question on a controlled environment. Y'all coming up with some damn good shit and don't realize it. Now, Bobby, that's a damn good question.
Let me answer Bobby's question, dog.
Come on,
Bobby, you can tell me if you was at the racetrack and your driver hadn't showed up yet, you would let Brandon drive your car?
If I had to go and race somebody, yes, I'd let Brandon drive my car.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't like that.
Hold up. I'm gonna go between y'all. Bobby, you and Whit bringing up some real good stuff. That's what I wanted to bring up. But now you gotta look at Bobby's point of view. What he's saying is, I'm a real good racer. I'm trying to get this money by any means necessary. And if my driver can't be there, I'm gonna throw somebody in there that can drive my car to go get this money. Now, technically, I don't see nothing wrong with that.
Because he might have to race Brandon. And I don't think that'll be – I wouldn't like that. I put dog
that
in there.
That don't
Brandon
mean Brandon, Brandon had to get my ticket. I mean, he don't have to get my ticket.
I wouldn't want to race him if he didn't make the shakedown in my car. I wouldn't want to race him if he didn't make a shakedown in my car. That's just me.
Let me help with that now, Bobby. He got a point, too. Hold on. Let me tell you why.
I wouldn't want
good
Kenny
road.
Taking.
Oh,
Kenny,
we got to do this in order. You made a good point. Let me throw it in the middle and get y'all a good argument going. Whit got a good point. Bobby calls a good driver. Can shake your car down and know what that's something that you do now. A good driver can do that.
I feel like I car equal. Like when I ran Kyle Kelly down there, I was going to get in there when my leg was broke. But I still could drive the car. But they just didn't want me to get in the car, so I put Darryl Bird in the car. I didn't give a fuck.
And you
I
heard
mean,
what
Darryl
everybody
Bird
said.
Yeah,
hold on, y'all. We got another good. They say going back to what Bird said now. A high driver is like a guy dog on tuna. If you go from one tuna to another, that's the same shit, ain't it? They want to know, is that the same shit?
Well, hey, dog, let me tell them what happened with time when Bird drove the car. And it went, and I know Bird is a real guy and wouldn't lift. All Bobby's friends behind Bobby's back was mad and said Bird lift, and I told them Bird did not lift. He is not that kind of guy.
He had to lift because I forgot
to
set the Willard bars on the car.
I know he did.
I mean, that was the problem.
What I'm trying to tell you, I know Bird lift. I know he's going to race for you to the end. Other people was thinking that Bird
left,
and I argued with several guys.
Right. But see, it didn't make no difference what they said. I bet my own money, and I make my own decision. You have to make a decision about your shit sometimes. I made that decision. I just got to set the wheel.
Everybody was like, man, why he didn't put Ken in the car, and this and that. And I said, man, Bird would not live. Bird would not live for Bobby. They die hard with Bobby. They would not do it. It just other people feel like Bird that you shouldn't have put Bird in there. I'm just telling you what other people thought, not me. Yeah. Like, just first say, Tutu needs somebody to shake his car down. Game over. I wouldn't want Kenny shaking his car down for him. And I know Kenny hired guns. I wouldn't want that.
Why not, Rick?
Because I might have to race him in the near future. I wouldn't want his driver shaking my car down. I would have to pick somebody else.
You wouldn't think that would be an advantage for you then for Kenny to shake his car down? Because he could be, I mean, you don't think that would be an advantage for you in that situation?
It would be. It would be for me, but I wouldn't even want to get into that. I tell Kenny, don't do it.
I wouldn't even want to get into that.
I raced Squinty. I raced Squinty that day. Squinty beat me, and then Squinty had to race somebody's driver left, and Taylor drove the car. I didn't see nothing wrong with it.
Right. I didn't see nothing wrong with that.
That's all it's about.
Yeah, because his nephew was a hired gun all over. He's an all over hired gun. He done drove multiple cars. Now you kept a hired gun that's different. Mike Hill, they drove multiple cars for multiple cars. My driver hadn't done that. My driver's only drove really for me and you.
Well, now, since y'all mentioned nephew now, if I had a high caliber car or something like that, I wouldn't mind getting nephew to drive it, because I never heard nephew talk about how fast or how slow another. Now, I ain't saying he ain't did it. I'm just saying I ain't never heard him talk about it. I ain't never heard him say nothing about nobody's car he drove.
I would let nephew drive. Yeah, nephew done drove all my cars. He done drove everything we done had. Shawty Jr., Predator, and I know I ain't finna run Mike Hill them. That's the reason why I don't mind that. But if I feel like I was gonna run Mike Hill with them with something, I wouldn't want nephew to drive my car.
But with the mentality you got now, my mentality is the same as Bobby. I'd run my mama if I got to. So how you going to know you never run? You don't never know whether you're going to run Mike Hill or not. I mean, if you're a real grudge racer, you might have to run your best friend. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
I will. And then if you won't drive, I won't let him drive for me no more.
If we're talking about nephew,
you got to drive a nephew's caliber. Everybody know nephews are damn near one of the top three in the world to me. I mean, if you're talking about high driver shit. Okay.
Yeah,
why you say you would never let him drive? I can't swear on no Bible, but I'm trying to say as much as I did, I ain't never heard nephew talk about how fast this man car is and this man car is. For me, that'll be a primary guy that I would want to drive my car if I couldn't drive it.
Right, I won't let you drive it. If I got to run against Hitman Kemp, I wouldn't feel comfortable letting him drive my car no more.
Okay. Right.
I think it's all personal preference for car owners.
Yeah.
You know.
There you go. And I'm going to tell you something else, too.
We was talking about nephew, but now, see, I done been around Ricky, too, and I done seen Ricky drive a million cars. I never heard him talk about how fast that car was. You know, some people that talk about it and don't know they're telling some shit, but I ain't never heard him talk about how fast this guy car that car.
Check this out, and I think Ricky Stanbro can stand by it on this with me right here. A driver don't want nobody else in his car either. Let me tell you why. Kenny Boyce was hurt. I know this man was extremely hurt when we ran game over in Holly Springs. Kenny didn't want nobody else in that car. That man got in that car hurt. I know for a fact. Ricky Stanbro got in there hurt. He don't want nobody else in that car behind.
That's human nature. You know, if that's your car, you're supposed to be dedicated to your shit. You're right. That's human nature, though. That's human nature.
Yeah. Right.
But what Bobby said was, this is what Bobby said, and you got to give Bobby respect on that too. He said if he was at the racetrack and his driver was not there. And he was in a good match with him, and he had to put somebody in there. Which, hey man, that's that real killer instinct. I mean, if you get in that situation, you got to do what you got to do.
Nah, right now I would just probably wait.
Well, you might do, but like I said, the way all you got to do is say the right shit to Bobby, dumbass. He gonna race you. Well, he got to give that driver his damn self. So all I'm saying is, no, I mean that's that killer instinct. You said it right. The bottom might not even whip. You didn't even have your car at the track. They said the wrong shit to you. You went to Mississippi and got your car, Tennessee and got your car and brought it back to Florida.
Yeah.
So you can't never say what you won't do. You don't never say what you won't do.
Right.
You said the wrong shit to Bobby. Bobby might goddamn get his dumb ass in there and drive if you said the right shit to it.
Right. Yeah, you're right about that. You said the right shit to make you do anything. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right about that.
Shit, you went all the way. You outlived the Joker all the way to Florida. The Joker said the wrong shit to you.
Yeah.
Your car wasn't even in Florida.
Yeah. You're right.
So what it is. All right, guys. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Nephew is a great driver. He done drove all our shit. I feel comfortable letting him drive anything now, then, and everything. You know, he don't tell no times. He don't talk. Nephew ain't got to see your ticket. He'll tell you. I told him, no, get your ticket. We ain't tripping about no fucking ticket.
Man, somebody just sent me a text and asked me who I like tonight. When I see him, I'm going to hit him dead in the damn mouth. Man, see who I like.
That must have been a joke. That probably was a joke.
Who that said that shit?
That was
Camp Jumper. Bobby, that.
Who that Camp
You know we put on a pass show tomorrow. If Alabama lose, it might not be no pass show tomorrow. I'm gonna be knocked out. Yeah. Hey, Bobby, I'm gonna be the player.
Hey, who be considered as a Camp Jumper?
Well, like I said, to me, if anybody labels somebody a camp jumper, listen to what I'm finna say now. Let me explain what I'm trying to say. Because on the different circumstances, it all depends on the circumstances to me determine whether you're a camp jumper or not. And to me, it's probably very few camp jumpers. Just like Bobby said, you might have a guy that's been on, just like just said, we're going to say Mac. You know Mac, Jane Mac on the morning show. He don't give a damn what nobody says. He betted with Shawty. Now, just because he might go bet with somebody else don't mean he's jumping camp. Do that mean he's jumping camp? Cause he,
right.
Just because he bet on somebody
right.
else? So it's hard to say who a camp jumper is. It's hard to settle, you know, because,
right.
you know,
right.
it's hard.
Well, yeah, that's why
I think mainly it means people that are there at the track with you most every weekend betting with you, and then you rate somebody else, or and something happens and everything, and the next thing you know, they're standing in their pit
and they're betting against you.
Look at Cowboy. Cowboy strictly TMR. We know that everybody knows that. But Cowboy gonna bet his money where he thinks he can win or not.
So he's gonna bet his money against TMR.
Well, I ain't never seen him bet against TMR. I ain't never seen him do it. I don't know. But some people just call people a camp jumper just because they bet with somebody else. But I see what you're saying. If he bet with somebody else against the camp that he's supposed to be with, that's a camp jumper, you're trying to say. That's what you're saying, Rich?
Exactly.
Yeah, it
exactly.
is.
Yeah.
Anybody else, it don't matter. You could call them a bandwagon fan as far as all that goes.
Your report.
Or just
a gambler. Oh, Witt and Bobby, y'all come up with some good stuff. You're talking about that. That was some good scenarios. That's all I can say. That was some hell of a scenario, boy. You know?
Yeah.
So, hey, they said Bobby said he on the road, so y'all, Bobby wants to start us down. Hey, Wheelchair, what time of the game? Come on, Wheelchair.
ESPN.
7 o'clock.
Oh.
ESPN.
Yeah, let me see what they're doing. Here we go. I just turned it on. Bobby, you on the road, Bobby?
Make out.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, hold on. Somebody hit the one button. I was trying to keep it on. Uh-oh, here go Maul. Oh, damn, Cowboy Maul and Damien. Oh, I'll come back to the phone. Let me get back here. All right, y'all over. Cowboy Maul, y'all over.
Hey,
you
what's up,
PMR,
y'all? What's up? What's up, Camp Jumpers?
Hey,
hey dog, I got a question for you, dog.
Uh-huh. Talk to me.
Can you be considered a real grud racer if you pick and choose who you grud race?
Yeah, you can. Because Maul, when you ask that question, I get the answer is yeah. Because everybody taking you might not run. Some people ain't gonna run from nobody. You for say to say that, but everybody kind of pick and choose who they want to run with, Maul. To be honest with you, man, if you look at it,
I'm saying relationship wise, if let's say if Bobby wanna run with for, you know, a couple $1,000 or whatever, can Bobby be considered a real grud race if he said, nah, we cool and you know, we don't have a race?
Hell no. 'Cause if me and you brothers, Maul, and me and you brothers and both of us got on a race car, we gotta race each other to find out which one of us is tougher now. Now I can understand if one is out of the other code now.
So to ask you, so you saying that then? Well, how many true grud races you got out there then?
Well, I consider myself one. I race anybody. I don't give a damn I consider myself one. I race anybody. I ain't got no friends for real when it comes to racing. I race anybody. Somebody on the speakerphone got a lot of feedback, guys. Check your phones right quick, man. Let me close these mics up. Thank you. Whoever did it just found it. You stopped yourself.
That's probably with me, dog.
I consider myself one. Ma, who else you consider one then? If you ask, who you consider one then?
You got the only person I've seen that would race anybody. You know what I'm saying? I don't see nobody else in the game that'll race. I'm trying to think. But I don't see anybody else that would race anybody in the game.
Yeah.
I really don't, you know.
Yeah, I race my teammate just as long as I race a joke I've never seen before, Mo.
Who you
say? That's what I do. That's what I call myself, man. Huh?
Who you say, dog, Mo?
Yeah, dog pretty much will race anybody, you know what I'm saying? But I see you.
Don't say
I
that's
see
you
up
were
if
saying
you
that
won't
you
call
to race anybody.
Yeah, that a race. They don't worry about, like,
you just said
you wouldn't raise Mike Hill.
That's right.
Well, you know I tried to run.
No, see, Rich, you can't flip-flop. Rich, you can't flip-flop. Now, he did. You did just say that. I won't raise Mike Hill.
Did I try to run Mike Hill?
I didn't want to
send
you
all the way. Yeah, did I try
I said
to run
you
again?
Just said that.
I'm asking you a question. I did say that on social media.
Brother D, I thought somebody was on your phone, Brother D. Brother D, get off the phone, please. I thought you had somebody on your line.
They said that they didn't want to run because I had to, you know, they won't, you know, the reason. But you thought I was bullshitting when I asked to run them?
Before the game, come on, dog. Who you like for the game? Come on.
Man, we can't hear nothing you saying, man. Go on back in the back room. We can't hear nothing you saying.
No, I'm gonna close this up.
I'm gonna close this up.
But I'm just, I'll just go about with
everybody, Maul. I'm proving on that. Proving on that.
Right. That's why I'm saying I think you will, but you may not push the envelope, but I did say I wouldn't run Hitman camp
and all that, but I will run their camp if I feel like it. Yes,
right.
I will run them. I lied.
But like Dawg said, if you don't run a certain person because of a relationship, that don't make you a true good racer. It was Dawg said. I kind of agree with that.
If you're a grudge racer, you in my zip code, I don't care who you is, I'm going to run you.
Yeah. That's how I am right there.
I'm going to run you.
You're a grudge racer. I don't care. If you don't have 901 on your fucking phone, you... We will run
you.
No,
well, what he's saying is, even if you got 901 on there, you ought to be able to run them. Even if you got 901, you ought to be able to run them. But you got them.
Yeah.
That's what Maul said.
Right.
And I agree. If you're a true grudge racer, don't give a damn grudge racer. I don't give a damn who you run. I run anybody. I can pull you to the track and run your ass.
I want to ask you, though, Mark, do you think I'll run anybody?
I think you will.
But I should be to prove that to me.
Right, because you done ran a lot of people.
You done ran every fucking
Hey, Cowboy, B say he's been 100 with Alabama. Cowboy.
Who, dog?
Cowboy.
Who?
Alan B said he want Alabama for 100. He'll pay you when he sees you.
Here, Alan B, I want 200. With Georgia.
Okay, there you go. I ain't finna get in the middle of y'all houses. Go ahead. Go ahead, y'all. Y'all be all this.
Okay. I don't want to bet no 100.
All right, well, shut up. Girl. Get off here. What are you talking about?
Fuck what y'all talking about. I'm talking about football. I don't give a damn what they talking about. I'm talking about football. That was coming on. I don't give a damn what they talking
go
about.
Go ahead, watch the game, man. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna watch.
All right. Be quiet, then. We talking about this bed right now.
I don't give a fuck what y'all talking about.
Well, let me stop you from doing the talking. I can stop you from talking.
Not the red button.
So.
Who's gonna win the coin toss for $5?
I don't give a fuck about no goddamn coin toss. Did I just tell a cop? I don't want to hear about that shit. We were talking about girls racing, motherfucker. We ain't talking about no fucking game.
Oh, yeah. No. Y'all don't make talk.
That's what the fuck we doing. I tell me, you want me to put you on mute so we can talk about this goddamn girls racing?
Damn.
Motherfucker.
He muted my fucking ass. He mute now. Don't hear. Bacteria. We all had a good question. We trying to get on the same level with me, but Rich, you keep contradicting yourself.
Because you just said if it's 901. If I had a camp and me and the man in my camp,
You keep acting like you ran each other, dog. Me and Kenny, me and Bobby, me and Pipe, we all ran each other before. Yeah.
I'm going to be like this, dog. I feel like, I mean, what you see now, I mean, people talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. I think when you see a goddamn shootout come up, it's hard to get folk. That's not getting eight. You're looking for a 16 car deal. When you got 25 goddamn cars.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ma.
Right. Yeah, Nick Saban got a booger in
there. Hey, Ma. Who else do you consider a real grudge racer? Give me another one.
Balls.
Your opinion. Okay.
Balls,
we keep a dog out of it. Dog ain't in it. Dog ain't in it. So, win and boss. All right. Give me a
Tony Bynes.
You already said Tony Bynes. Ma, give me another. Give me another one, Ma. I want three.
That's about all I got, Whit. That's about all I got, you know.
And
but
them two there,
Bobby,
right?
Bobby has the mentality. Bobby got his
mentality.
Of,
yeah.
Right, but Bobby ain't living up to his mentality. I think Bobby should just be like, fuck it, I'm going to run any motherfucker. Like his mentality, Trigger Man. I think Trigger Man should be like that. I think it'll make racing better if y'all just, you know, we can all be cool because we all support each other. You know, I go to Mike Ray, Jamie Ray, Bobby Ray, and all that, and talk on your phone, laugh, cut food. But I think racing should just be racing. It shouldn't break up no type of friendship or no relationship because we want to race each other. That's what I'm saying.
Sounds good, Ma. You preaching, Ma.
Yeah, so
you preaching.
Yeah, I got Ma on the hot seat, dog. So you saying to me, out of this whole grudge game, you don't really see but three of them. But we leave a dog out of this. Two people that you think will run anybody, and that's 901 in prime time. Is that what you're saying to me?
Well, you just said you would run Mike Hill, so I'm gonna just say dog and boss in your head. Shit, they don't pretty much
okay,
ran.
You just said dog
because,
and boss.
Right.
But you know, I tried to run them. They said they didn't want to run. They won 1-1.
Well, I don't want to get 1-1. I mean, you have done that in the past. You're not doing it now. I mean, people that can do it now.
Okay, hold on. I'm glad you said
that.
Okay, I'm glad you said
that.
But
does it limited?
Okay, I'm glad you said
that. Because they're going to say they ain't the same class. They don't have the same.
Hold on. Let's get it straight. Okay, you said I did it in the past and I'm not doing it now. Okay. Who hadn't ran in recently that I should have ran? Tell me that.
Wait, you don't ran anybody.
I
mean, you don't ran everybody.
Oh, I asked the question. Hold on. Bobby said I did it in the past and hadn't done it recently. Give me somebody that I should have ran recently that I hadn't ran. Tell me that.
I said you're going to come to the point where you're going to say they're not in your class and you ain't in that zip code.
Hold on.
And a third.
What? Let's get it straight first. Give me one first who I hadn't raised.
Okay, Wesley Snipes and Coleman Young.
Coleman Young locked in. It rained. It rained.
That ain't what I asked you. That ain't what I'm saying. I'm just telling you why. Okay.
That's one. I had him locked in. It rained at wheelchair race. We didn't go. Didn't either one of us make it. Okay, give me one more.
I mean, do you want me to goddamn name everybody? I'm just giving you that.
No, I said give me one more.
I ain't doing it now.
So I know it's more than one.
Give me one more. Okay, it's Coleman Young.
That's it? I had Salty Bitch locked in Montgomery. I had Salty Bitch
in Montgomery.
I ain't done yet. I'm just telling you what happened.
I'm just giving you.
I had Salty Bitch locked in Montgomery, and it poured down rain.
If you had them locked in, you ain't re-locked them in and done it again.
I hadn't re-locked them in yet. Okay. Okay, give me another one.
I ain't finna name that shit, man. This ain't finna.
I know goddamn well you ain't gonna be able to name that many. You ain't gonna be able to name that many. You can't name that many.
But dog, let me ask you this, dog. Do you think?
You can't name that many, Bobby.
Your car, Whit, and Bobby's, and a few more, ain't raced nobody last year or lately. because they wasn't ready yet. Now, I think everybody should be ready in 2022, and there'll be a bunch more races. Last year wasn't nothing but G-Body races.
No, y'all out my zip code. Y'all out my zip code. I'm letting you know right now. I was going to run you last year because you were fumbling and didn't have a car right. Y'all out my zip code.
Well, hey, because if you race everybody,
people still gonna say you ain't running nobody. You ain't running nobody.
Well, and this,
so I'm racing
and
down from now
to
too. I'm racing to win.
Because yeah,
I know
exactly.
Goddamn well we done raced every fucking body
too.
You can name. Not back then. We doing it now. I tried to run Salty
after
Bitch.
The first
I tried to run Colby Young. We done ran Wesley Snipes. We done ran fucking Game Over. Zeus. You can't name a fucking top dog that
ain't
ring.
That,
well, after your first couple races this year,
you're not gonna get many races anyway.
It's gonna be all racing and shootouts because after the first couple races,
see, no, we
done
ran every motherfucker you can name that got them in.
You know,
just badass.
Somebody said King Kong and Paper Chaser. Is they even with zip code? They not even with zip code.
Hell no. Hell fucking no. And I tried to run Paper Chaser straight off the trailer at Bobby Race, and he said no.
Paper Chaser?
I tried to run Paper Chaser Friday. The day it was lit up and everybody made the shakedown, Paper Chaser came over there and said, what you got in that trailer? I said, whatever you want to be in there. He said, God damn it, if it's short in there, that's what I want. I said, well, get your ass around there, throw it off the trailer right now, God damn it. And he said, no, thank you. And they walked right on back over there to their trailer.
Which they started some shit with.
Was I going to run them off the trailer? You goddamn right.
Right.
Because he run for the kind of money I like, $2,500, $3,000. Yes, I was going to run that man straight off the trailer. But is he in my zip code? Hell no. Game dog. Because they play it. I didn't play the zip code game. Get your ass up there if I think I can beat you. Fuck it, we gambling.
You can't really say that, because your main strip on that week was off the trailer. So just because the man don't run you off the trailer don't mean that's way out of my fucking zip.
Well, we didn't get a chance to run no more no way because the weather got bad. So we wouldn't have.
I know, but I'm just saying that statement you made is a good statement, but it's got some pressure on it.
I hadn't tried to run Marquis. Now, I hadn't tried to run him. No, we ain't never been locked in. I ain't never said nothing to him about racing or nothing. But the other guys, I had Coleman Young locked in for, goddamn it, a wheelchair race, straight off the trailer, sad that it rained. I had, goddamn it, a Salty Bitch locked in for Montgomery, goddamn it, a Pat Collins race. It rained that motherfucker out. I was coming to race. I don't give a fuck what was going on. I was coming to race. I was locked in. When I locked you in, I come to race.
Right.
Am I going to lock them in again? I can't say whether I will or won't. But I did want to race them last year.
But, dog, let me ask you this, dog. Where does it come from, dog? Like, when people say, like, you everybody, boy. You know, you cool with Mike, Witt, Trigger Man, and all them. But you holler, I'll race them or whatever. What is it? Is it that they share too much information with each other or they get too close to each other?
Ma, you need to get you a show, because that's a damn good question, and you got the right joker to answer. Let me tell you why. Then I know we're going to come in and add on to it. The reason I do it with, I done told everybody when I first started grudge racing. They asked me, I don't know how fast I can go. But when them jokers be talking about they getting tickets and they looking at this, I don't know. Because, see, I only run fast enough to win or whatever. If you out there whooping my ass, Ma, I'm going to quit. I ain't going all the way through to say it was close. If I'm whooping your ass, I'm going to hop the jazz on you. So I still don't know how fast I can go. So it don't make me no difference. If I can look at a car and eyeball a car and think I got a chance of beating him, I'm going to run that motherfucker.
Right.
Well, they got a device you
can isn't that what you know, and I may be a little biased, dog, because I may be more of a fan. I own a race car, but I don't own car of the caliber car that I'm talking about. So I may be a little bit of bias, but you build a race car to race people. You know, you buy a deck of cards to play card with your friend. You buy a dice to roll dice with your friend. So why is it when it comes to racing is, oh, that's my boy, I don't want to do that. Or if we do say we want to race, it's more business.
What you said is right. See, some people think because they got a fast car, they can shit and all that. Don't make no difference. You got all, as long as you running people that's in your same neighborhood, no problem. Normally, I'm your boy, Maul. When I got a car just as fast as you, I'm your boy. Now, as soon as you get faster than me, I ain't your boy no more. Look at the shit. Look at it now. Look at that now. That's what that shit is about.
Man.
That's a bunch of bullshit. If I'm faster than you, fuck you. But if I ain't faster than you or we in the same neighborhood, then I'm your boy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I ain't got no damn. It shouldn't be no damn boys and girls racing.
And that's what I'm saying, dog. Like, I don't want to be offensive to nobody, but I don't want to see Bobby Cole in the bed with David Floyd. I don't want to see Jawbreaker. I'm speaking as a man. I don't want to see Jawbreaker in the bed with Keisha. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to see
What you basically saying is in the last 2 or 3 years, seem like all the fast cars got to be butted with all the other fast cars.
But I think it'll open up racing more and make it better more than to be in the bed with each other. And I sort of kind of understand it. You know, some of it got a lot to do with promoting or whatever, or you know, whatever the case may be. But that now, if you get out of that, it'll make racing better.
I'm gonna tell you a joker that we don't even look at as being a grudge racer, but he will grudge racers and he tries some shit. He got shit slapped out of him. Derrick Reese seemed like he was trying to run anybody. He went out there and ran baby daddy, got the shit slapped out of him, but he, you know, so.
Man, Derrick Reese was shooter.
Damn,
damn.
But it ain't no offense against nobody, but it just you know, me knowing Bobby, me listening with me knowing Trigger Man, you know, they got that mentality. But I think they sort of kind of let other people hinder them from going out there and express that mentality that they got, you know, for whatever reason, though, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Some of the reasons doesn't come up now. Some they done got outraged with that money on some of these races, too, now, Mom. They got something to do with it, too, now.
Hey, somebody told me in Alabama about to show the race.
Go ahead.
Think Coleman Young and Salty Bitches and Shawty Zuko?
Shawty, I don't think Shawty in the Zuko.
You fucking right. But them the two cars by name. Coleman Young, Salty. They ain't even my fucking Zuko. That's still had locked in room. I'm still trying
your
to gamble.
Your phone messing up a little bit with. But I hear
I'm still trying to gamble, and I know them cars weren't in my zip code.
Right.
I knew them motherfuckers weren't in my zip code. Name a car in my zip code we ain't tried to race. You ain't going to find one.
You don't race them all. You're right. Right.
We is not going to find
he ain't,
one.
He ain't saying you ain't did it. We talking about, he just asked the question as of right now, and you had some apprehensions on.
No, I didn't like it because he said, just a couple cars out there I ain't doing that. Hell, I've been trying to run them too.
Who said that, Whit?
Them two cars ain't even my fucking zip code. Bobby ran goddamn it Coleman Young and got whooped. So you know that motherfucker ain't in my zip code.
Oh, man.
But we had them locked in the race.
Right.
Well, you always say that you got
whooped Bobby. I had that man locked in. After he whooped Bobby.
Yeah, but certain still.
Hear me, Bobby?
No,
I had Coleman Young locked in after he whooped Bobby.
But a certain stiff will make you run certain people. If you lock him in, you know a guy got a new car, or you know a guy's coming off the trailer, that'll make you try a joker, which I don't blame you with now. We know you a try joker. Now, if you have to off the trailer,
but
that's
dog,
another thing.
But, dog,
it may be
this, dog.
Hey, that man,
know,
I locked
you don't
out
go out there.
Bobby now.
See. You don't go out there and try to run for the bank to that money. A certain amount of money make a certain motherfucker get in his feelings a certain type of way,
we'll get
right? You just go
yeah,
out,
we'll gamble.
Right, but you go out there, dog, you just go out there and gamble just to have fun, just to get a race off and still laugh and kick the bobo with a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I know there's a lot of...
I had that man locked in.
Well, Mom, it's like this here. No, hold on. Wait, it's like this here. If I got a car like Shawty, that I think it would, that's pretty damn fast. Now, Shawty, it don't care who he run, he got a chance of winning because 95% or 90% of the time, Shawty's going to make the trip. And he's going to make it kind of fast. So if I got a car like Shawty, I wouldn't be too scared to run down there in about listening to another car that's real consistent.
Right.
That's what I,
but if you, but dog, also, hold on. Also, if you had a car like Shawty, you can't blame Whit for what he want to run his race off the trailer. Because
yeah,
if I feel like I'm good and I'm fast off the trailer, right.
Yeah, that would dog
and if
he's
willing
yeah,
to
that
do
that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But when I ran, when I locked Coleman Young in, he the one said we can go off the trail, you know.
That was to your advantage, because the reason he was doing that, he thought he was
right.
going to be a gorilla, and he thought he'd just
but
come
dog,
out of the
right.
and beat the shit out of
right.
you. Thought, you know, yeah.
Right.
But, dog,
right.
My point
oh,
is,
man,
dog, my point is, dog, my point is, speaking from a fan perspective, all the OGs are joining, they joining together. Let me tell you something, Ma.
We all fans. Ma, hold up, Whit. Come on, Whit. We all in there talking to Ma, quit. You, everybody on there a fan. So stop saying from a fan. You a fan and you a racer too. Everyone else on there a fan. When we pay to get,
right.
when we pay to come in that gate, we a fan. When we pay to come in that gate, we a fan then. We ain't no damn race till we get out there in that
right.
track. All of us
right.
fans.
Right.
So stop trying to take away from your question. You can ask a question just like you got a 2 second con. Don't you ain't gotta keep on trying
well,
to
just,
when I
had
to run Rick
just,
and him.
Like dog,
I asked
like
him to run off
like Tate, dog. Like Tate, you know, Tate got his car coming out. You know, you don't wanna hear Tate with no Bobby. I don't wanna hear Tate with no Wit. You know what I'm saying? I wanna you know you saw as a fan. Once again, I know you say don't use it, but you want to see them race each other. You want to see these
hey,
bad motherfuckers.
They don't add
you
it,
want to see them
Tate,
on
well,
ain't in
if
my
Tate
goddamn
Bobby, if Tate and Bobby, Tate and Whit don't have the same race, the same driver, I want to see them fuckers lock on, too. You're right, Mom. I'm in the same boat with you. I want to see them race each other, too.
And I know Bobby, that ain't, but look, though, dog, I know that's not Bobby mentality, but Bobby may just be doing what he got to do just to do what he got to do. But it's not him. I know it ain't Trigger Man mentality. Trigger Man is younger than I am. A young motherfucker don't give a fuck, dog. He don't give a fuck about that buddy shit. He want to go to your ass if he got something bad. You get what I'm saying, dog?
He's going to call it a win. Yeah.
Right.
With me and Trigger
right.
Man, in the same zip code, we got that little truck ready, and I got, we at the track, we going to race each other.
Right.
Yeah,
we're going to race each other. And I think that's what races should be more about. It should be, let's go out here and race, and we can shake hands and still love each other at the end of the day. You know, it won't be no feelings involved.
Well, me and Trigger
was maybe, like
Texas. I tried to run them with Shawty, but goddamn Keisha.
Now, to be honest with you, Shawty, to me, Shawty and Keisha ain't the same zip code with. To me.
Right. That what they
to
said.
Me, they're not in the
same
zip code.
Right. That what
but
they said.
But it might be, but I don't think so. So if Jamie said he didn't want that trouble, I couldn't really blame him. And I can't blame you for saying you want that trouble.
Right. You see what I'm saying?
But now, I'm like Maul now. As a fan, y'all might can rival now. I wouldn't mind seeing it now. But I don't think y'all in the same zip code, but y'all Y'all closing up the
Jamie said, I got a double car that's in there. I'll run you with. He said, I'll run you with back there. I said, I don't think I'm in that zip code.
Damn.
Right.
Now, if I'm shouting, I'll be parked at his front door. If I'm shouting.
Right.
You
don't
want to be a shit with back there.
Yeah.
He ain't did shit. He ain't did shit with back there. Back there ain't been consistent with a damn. If I had shouted, I'd be back. The police would be at my house telling me to move out in front of that man's front door. I'll back up in Jamie's front door and do butt eyes on the
road. No, I got my eye on it. My eye on it now.
Now, if you get it right, and it's supposed to be what it's supposed to be, then I might not. But we, hey, Mark, if a joke out there struggling, I'm anywhere close to him, I'm put up in his, I'm back up into his door. Let's get it on.
Hey, dog, right. It's like this here. If you're not in my zip code and you out there bushing, fumbling, I got my eye on you. That's how Cody McGill got locked in.
Yeah.
That's how I saw the bitch got locked in. I am my
Your track record, you got a hell of a track record. You done ran everybody. You really have. You done ran everybody.
Well, you
so you
get
on here and say
now.
That. If for you to say I would never run a certain person, it's sort
see,
of like a city on the face.
Shawty was one of the top cars. That's why he got a good track record, man. Shawty was one of the top cars ever in the game.
But he got a good track record because he was out there racing with that motherfucker, dog.
Yeah,
you know
Charlie was one of the
make,
top motherfuckers out there.
Right. He didn't make no excuse to say, well, I'm in the bed with, I know twin them, but I ain't going to race a man because we cool. You know, all that old gay-ass shit there, he didn't use this shit, dog.
He went out there and raced the motherfucker.
And we still
ain't
you
using
know what
it.
I'm saying?
Only thing now, Ma, I got to count on, I just can't go out there and just give my money away. Like that no more. You see what I'm saying? I got to watch. You know, these boys didn't step their game up. They didn't up their program.
Oh, yeah,
everybody stepped the game up, man. You told me that.
Why you don't want to step your game up your program? My program is where I want it to be. I can go raise my kind.
Yeah.
I got to work on it. I'm good.
That's right. There you go now. That's peace of mind. Peace of mind raising. You right, Whit.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm at a stage right now. I don't want to do all that working on that shit like that and all that. I go out there and pick me a man who I think I can beat.
I understand exactly
run.
What he's talking about. I understand exactly what he's talking about.
I might be for slow, but I'm for sure.
No,
yeah.
You ain't the slowest. You ain't the fastest. So when you ain't nobody faster than you can talk too much shit to you, and anybody slow come up to you, you gonna slap the shit out of him.
Right.
So that's
why I can't run out here.
That's a good place to be
at. Run him. Yeah, I love where I'm at. I know how it is to get up and go down the highway and route with them motherfuckers and this and that. I just been blessed to run up on a tuner that got them and know how to get them some bitches A to B. Our main factor with our cars is A to B them first. Before we can do anything, we're going A to B these motherfuckers.
Right.
And then we're worried about going fast after we A to B.
Well, you ain't been out there with Shouter, you know, doing what some of these people are doing now. When you was out there with Shouter, you were racist Shouter, you know what I'm saying? But some of these people now, man, you know, I fuck with them. They my boy and we cool and all that. If we then we can... We can race each other here. We damn near can fuck the same hole we fucking, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I mean, what's the problem?
Yeah.
And then when it comes to one of the two parties that you want to see race, they locked in, then you like, oh, it's some bullshit. Then they like, oh, how you going to call a race? Well, it's fake because, you know, people going to think it's fake because of the motherfucking bullshit you've been playing all year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It ain't now motherfucking my zip code I don't want to see. I done called Silver Surf out of all the motherfuckers. It don't matter who it is. They say I know. But cars like that didn't got fast like Shorty to me. Just my opinion.
You right, Rip. All right. Can we get off here? I think Alabama about ahead. I think Alabama leading. I think I'm not sure though, but somebody just texted me and said Alabama got 3-0 or something. I don't know. We talking about racing right now.
Yeah, the game.
Should I call? Hey, dog. I called Dillinger out with Shorty. Hell.
Oh man.
What you mean, Dillinger? You talking about Josh Lowe? Who you talking about? What Dillinger? Huh?
Josh Lowe.
Come on, Wick. Come on, Wick. Now, come on, man. Get that child. You supposed to whoop Dillinger in my eyes right now. Come on now, Wick. That is you ain't saying that much. You call him Dillinger.
I'm just telling you, I don't pick and choose. It ain't like I said, well, he don't run him, don't ask him. I ask all them G-bodies. I think all of them fast. They act like they fast. They be jumping up and down some of they fast. Let's see.
If I had shouted right now, technically speaking, it ain't too many jokers I wouldn't try. For a little funny something. It's a couple out there that's pretty. And Illuminati car really showed that he can get on the track consistently and he paid. I really want to really mess with him.
Look at
Ricky Steinberg them came out with a brand new car that solved the bitch. I'd have been dead on Ricky's ass. I'm scared to death of Ricky.
So
but I'd have been dead on his ass.
Look, dog, if you had shouted, you'll call Wesley Snipe off the trailer, Cole Meon off the trailer, goddamn.
Yeah. Hey, Wick. I do better than that, Maul. I go to their house.
Damn. Hey, Maul.
Right.
That was good.
Right.
Listen to me good. Hey, Maul, when I called Ricky them to run over there, they had been wrestling with the car over there. This and that.
Yeah.
So I said, I'll run y'all off the trailer, you know, for $3,000. They said, cool. When I locked Coleman Young in, it took him 4 passes to get down the track at Jamie Race over there when he ran by it. I said, I got that.
That's what I'm just trying to tell you, Jack, what Maul just said. If I had doggone shot, it would be a whole lot more motherfuckers mad at me than they is now. Because, goddammit,
I had Wesley Snipes locked in at, you know, we Wesley Snipes whooped Junior, goddammit, a couple of years ago. But I had him locked in at Bobby Race off the trailer, too.
Everybody got them cars where doggone it, they hit and miss. If I got a car that's going consistent and I'm close enough to you, motherfucker, if you better hit on me because I'm damn sure at you. I'm at you. I'm at you.
Shit.
I ain't scared.
Yeah, them boys got them motherfuckers going now. Shit.
Well, you can't say that now. I done seen a whole lot of hit and miss. You know, if Backstab or crunk up, I'll slap the shit out of him. If he crank up, I'll slap the shit out of him.
Right.
I'm just telling the truth.
Yeah.
I've seen Jawbreaker make a couple of good passes. If I had Jawbreaker, I would be scared to run Saudi Bitch either. Because Saudi Bitch ain't doing shit. Ricky them struggling like a motherfucker. I'll be on there. Fuck them. Now when they get it, right, it'll be a different story. You gotta study this game too. If you got jokers out there that's struggling, slap the shit out of them. Why you gotta train? You got damn money. Now, Karma, if they get started a bitch like Karma, I don't even wanna go there. Hey Rick, how you doing? Keep on going.
Right.
Yeah, but until they do, Mal, if I had shouted, I'd have slapped the fuck out of Backstabber. Who else out there? Wesley Snipes, Coleman Young, all them motherfuckers. What is the name to go? Kate. Man, I didn't give a damn about none of them. Hey, one of them.
Oh, man.
But you know, dog, a lot of these niggas say they got this type of money, but they race like they trying to make that racing their occupation. You know what I'm saying? I think you're gonna be the most
hated joker on the back line because you're right. All that money they claim they got, what they do, what they spend it in the right place and get their car right instead of trying to bet $20,000 and $30,000 on a fucking race and they ain't even got their car right. Go on mute.
Right.
It would have been $30,000 on a goddamn rig, but won't spend $5,000 to get the car right. I'm going on mute.
Right.
Oh, you going on mute? Put a name on it.
So just make it a hobby instead of making it personal and trying to turn it into an occupation. You know what I'm saying? And that's how I see it, dog. Just go out there and just fuck it, gamble that shit. You know what I'm saying? Hell, I go out there.
I applaud your laughing, but he did right. He went out there and spent the money trying to get his car right. He's out there trying to run for no $30,000 to $40,000. Get the damn car right. Shit, all that money. Think half of that $30,000 you go spend out there trying to bet and get the goddamn car right.
And that car ain't gonna bring him nowhere near as much as you done put in that car. I guarantee you that.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. If Fajol doing it right, the only thing Fajol doing is
over
there. The only thing Fajol doing to me is trying to be friendly. All them over talking shit about him, telling him wasn't whooping shit and all this him. If I was him, I'd tell him, suck my dick, and when I get my car ready, they'd call the police to get me out their front yard. That's what the fuck I'd be doing.
Well, Fajol, listen to Fajol. He trying to swing a nut across the shoulders and stuff like he got this and got that. But when it come time to do something, he ain't gonna do that. He just gonna laugh like
he Well, that's what I'm saying. He's trying to be friendly. He's trying to scare people off of him. At first, they didn't even think he was gonna have a car to make it down there. Now, once he went out there and showed a decent number, everybody started wanna suck on his nut. Now they back off his nut now, and he's trying to be friends with him. I wouldn't be friends with man, motherfucker. I'd be trying to kill
every
bitch move.
Well, Pajot done sort of put himself in a number nine position. He got them damn near about to suck his own dick goddamn way he been talking on these shows. I've been listening to him.
Damn.
And I don't know.
Lord have mercy.
That's the number nine.
Yeah. I heard him talking about some David Reeves and this and that, and then when them folk get him on the phone, you know, he.
What about David Reeves?
Well, he ain't got no business threatening nobody yet till he get his car right. He did what he said he was going to do when he went to duck race, that he didn't mind running Fletcher cost him and all that. He was going to get his ass whooped, but he still would have ran.
I threatened David Reeves because I know David Reeves didn't have no car no more. That was a joke.
Oh.
Well, that's my point right there.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
As long them folks ain't joking. Them folk ready to go to your ass.
Let me tell you an undercover motherfucker. Uh-huh. Let me tell you an undercover motherfucker. Bobby Cole, undercover motherfucker. Let him get that car running and ask some sister. And he gonna draw a whole lot of motherfuckers who thought he was all right with. Watch what I tell you.
He got it. Hey, dog.
If Bobby Cole get his car right like he wanted it right, he drawing on every bitch out there. I'm telling you, Mike Hill, Ben Hill, Luke Hill, and the rest of these motherfuckers.
He ain't fooling me with a damn.
Bobby Cole, that kind of motherfucker.
Hell,
that I'm the boss. I'm the alpha male. If Bobby Cole get his car running the way he want to get it wrong, it gonna be a whole lot of motherfuckers mad at him for the year.
That motherfucker was feeling like that in Florida. Don't let it fool you now.
You ain't got to tell me. I know. I watch it. I study people. You say what you want to. Body cold just like when the dog. If I can whoop your ass, I'm whooping that ass. I'm going to whoop that ass.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. Well, that's the mentality. Hey. You know. And the mentality I love, you know, these guys like, let me see, Bobby, Witt. I like D&D mentality. I love their mentality. Your mentality.
Look at Quan.
Yeah.
When Quan over there, Silver Dollar, you couldn't tell Quan shit. Quan was going to run shit. She gorilla. Shit.
Right.
You're gonna see the real motherfucker. That's all I'm gonna say. You're gonna see the real Joker.
Right. I think everybody need to adopt their mentality. When you adopt their mentality, goddamn, it makes grudge races better.
Mo, they got it. They just scared to use it. They got it. They got
it.
Much shit as we talk, you can't talk shit like we talk and then be a meek motherfucker. You can't do that. You can't do that.
Damn sure.
If I get a goddamn, I get a car to go anywhere in the middle fools, I'm going on every motherfucker look like he wanna race. I said middle. I don't give a damn about them going them teens and then there. If I get one that's consistently going some 50s or 40s miles, I'm going on every motherfucker that crank up.
Oh, man.
I'm a try. Now, I ain't trying to brag about it. I ain't trying to brag, but give me some credit. Did I draw on you, Bobby, with Memphis Gas and locked it in, too? Did I do it?
Yeah.
We locked it in, Ma. We locked it in. I'm saying body's struggling. I'm making a trip every time with this little slow ass zookeeper car. I'm making a trip. I'm gonna wrestle with this motherfucker. I'm gonna wrestle with
him. Hey dog, dude.
He might snap the shit out of me, but that's what he gotta do.
I think Witt also thought everybody adopt that mentality that he had, and when he see they didn't, he sort of disappointed in it too.
Well, no, I always had it. I always had it. I don't give a damn who
I know you.
I ain't got no friends. Always had it.
Right.
And gonna keep it. Because you got to do me, Ma.
Right.
That's what I got this shit for. Now, don't get me wrong. Back when I was slanging, you couldn't come out with me no money neither. Now, all that money you want to come out with me, motherfucker, I'll bury your ass with money. I'll bury
right.
your ass.
I remember. I remember back in the day.
I bury your ass.
The baby days.
Yeah.
They used to try shit, dog. I remember y'all used to go out there and sit on the motherfucking hill and wait for the fastest motherfucker to go out
and wait.
The baddest and come straight out
of the
trailer.
We used to go to Jackson and park out there in the woods. We used to park up there in the woods in the back there and let the Joker talk shit and lock him in because he think we can't get the car there and drive it down and drive it off the hill.
Man. Warner Robins, all that shit down there, man. I remember all that shit, man.
You're damn right. And, Ma, you know, you can fix your car for eating. I used to come to goddamn eating and get me a check every week. You can set your clock on me coming down there to down to eating. You can set your clock on me. I'm coming down there and run anybody
you remember, away. You remember that time when goddamn them Diamond and Steve Usher goddamn raised out there. Motorcycle or motherfucking pro mod out there.
Yeah. I mean, you know, we grudge racers, like I said back in the day, grudge racers. If you was a grudge racer, you meant something. It was like you was a real gangster. It was like you was a gangster for real. It was like you was a gangster.
Right.
It ain't.
It's not many grudge racers out here, right?
True. Ma, they number some motherfuckers. Yeah, we got all this social media that made all these motherfuckers. They number some soft pussies behind a goddamn keyboard. That's all the fuck we is, man. If you really want to look at it for real, that's just all we is now. Man, we used to go to rap, baby, back in the day, goddamn it. We didn't have to goddamn do all this bullshit. We went to the track and snap the shit out of whoever was there.
You got a point there.
Now we got a goddamn it. A motherfucker to dump. Make sure he got black ties. Make sure his rims green. Man, all that bullshit, man. Give a damn about that shit. Man. Ain't nobody talking about what you had or whatever.
We also used to be on slick. Used to hand flag. What running on timing systems? There wasn't no social media. You know, a lot of things changed since
then. And Ricky, very rarely ever have a fucking argument about the clock or anything. About that. Ain't never hardly had no argument. But now they have no argument. You go out there and get fucked up.
Yeah, and you don't see, like, we had a Pro Mod bike one time give us seven rolling. So we went out seven rolling, and then the guy flagged the bike to take off. You don't see none of that stuff right no more because of the technology of radios and the tree and
know, timing systems, and then they
can man, you talking about tricking when a motherfucker talking about tricking when I know a bitch was faster than me. I told a motherfucker I run you, give me. He said, okay, you got the break. I butt that bitch in and kept on going. You told me I had the break. You told me I had to stage up to the light. You told me I had the break. I come out the water box, yep, ball and kept going. You wasn't ready.
Take your break, all that.
But not only that, hey Ricky, not only that, Ricky, it wasn't the number one ingredient to blood race somebody is not the show and tell. It wasn't none of that back in the day. Now motherfuckers show them what they got, what they, how they car built, what side motor they got. They damn near telling everything, but they time ticking them. So
Mom, we didn't know who was going to be at the track or where they was going to be or whatever. We came to the track. If you was there, I look at you, you look at me, we go out there and race. You get fucked up, I get fucked up, right. We going to do this here, going back home or go race somebody else. What all that old bullshit about? You right. know, ain't nobody know. Everybody came to the track. That's why I was more racist. Because if you had a race car, you wanted to come race that motherfucker, you brought it to the track.
Like Baller Ray, dog. I bet you more races got off by people just showing up than races that were locked in. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
But people just showed up.
Like a motherfucker. Of all the races locked in, my probably 30% of them bitches didn't even get off.
Oh, man.
We had two or three, four cars with four or five lock-ins that broke, but they didn't even race none.
Four or five lock-ins. And Mike said that shit. Mike said, watch them motherfuckers. I said, now you see what I'm goddamn saying. The motherfucker that locked in, some of the motherfucker that ain't going to get off. What's going to get off is the one that just show up and say, hey, man, do you want to?
Like when Danny Boy then went over there, they ain't had man race locked in the race four motherfucking times. And they told me they couldn't, everybody told me they couldn't get around there. Them fellas got right there four fucking times.
Corn didn't even run the race that he had locked in. Hell, the race that he ran, shit, he got him at the track, just showing up at the track, dog.
Yeah, Corn had three races, though. He had three races. He started to shit off. Corn started to shit off,
Danny.
He started the motherfucker off.
Right.
No guts, no glory. He started and finished it.
Shit.
Motherfucker went out there, whooped the motherfucker ass, come back the next day, got his ass whooped, towed the car, fixed the car, and come back and whooped the motherfucker ass the next. That's what you call got there, the glory racing.
Right.
All that old bullshit about, you know, all that old hype. We got too much hype on motherfuckers, what the motherfuckers supposed to do. Yeah. Everybody?
But I get where I want to be. They got the race, man. They can't know what my ass.
I know this. I know this. You ain't got to tell me.
Hey,
I know you.
Hey, Bob. Just know that goes both ways.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Oh, Ricky, everybody know if y'all crank up, y'all will race. Y'all just ain't the loudmouth. Y'all just ain't the media-seeking motherfuckers. Not media-seeking, but, you know, people, you know, we know that, Ricky. But I'm just saying, Bobby is the big-mouth, loudmouth motherfucker that can talk it, and if he can crank up, he'll back it up.
I mean, oh, yeah, for sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I've been knowing,
I mean, you know, you got some people like Bobby, he got media. Tony Bryan got media. Trigger Man got media. I got a little bit of media. I mean, you know, we got media, you know, but y'all just go out and do it. We know that, Ricky. Real racers know about what you is. You know, real racers know that. But like I try to tell y'all, Bobby Cole, if everybody raced like they supposed to race this year, if Bobby get his stuff consistent, he's going to be the most hated motherfucker come September. Ain't nobody going to like that motherfucker come September. That's right here.
I thought you'd get it close because it looked good in damn Orlando.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it looked damn good.
If I get the shit I want to get and everything, and motherfuckers ain't gonna, well, they don't like me no way, but they really ain't gonna like me because I'm gonna have something to back it up for them. I'm gonna make them not like me. I'm gonna show them what the real motherfuckers supposed to do. Give me something to goddamn read. You need something to put on a nigga ass? I'm going to show you how to put a corkscrew in a nigga ass. These niggas are just faking it. I'm going to show you what a real motherfucker do. You give me something to raise, I'll show you what a real motherfucker do. I make motherfuckers want to have a bounty on me. You want to kill me. Because I'm going to be trying to kill them.
Lord,
like I said, y'all, you know, y'all about the top two with the mentality to where y'all don't give a fuck who y'all race. You know, you and Boss, I'll put you in Boss right there. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't pretty much race there. No.
If everything go the way I want it to go, I'm gonna show you. You gonna see a reinvented me.
Oh shit!
Yes, sir.
The 2.0.
Yes, sir.
Not the greatest race
yes,
of the year contender.
Uh-uh. 3.5. Fuck a 2.0. 3.5. I'm gonna show you what God looks.
No good, no
glory. I'm gonna show you what God looks. And I don't care who I kill. I ain't got no fear. I don't care who I kill. I don't care who I kill, mom.
Not Conan the Barbarian.
Let him die.
I don't care who I see.
You coming grud racing? You finna be a grud racing Empire Joe, or you still gonna be at Duck Race or what?
No, man, look at him.
Boy, he lonely.
No, I give you credit for being pretty smart. They gonna make a motherfucking faggot like Empire Joe be a nasty motherfucker. They gonna make him that way. They gonna make Empire Joe be a nasty motherfucker. See?
He don't eat dinner. He on the show. He take his 15 minute break. He on the show. I'm gonna come on in. Five Joe, like that quiet motherfucker that everybody pick on at school that they thought wasn't whooping shit, and then when they piss him off the right here, he gonna tell the motherfucker. Y'all gonna make Five Joe be a nasty. Five Joe, I mean, he gonna be worse than Bobby.
If y'all ever make him come back there, he's going to be worse than Bobby.
Yeah, okay.
You see? Yeah.
I'm going to kick it real.
You forgot what you said wrong. See, Ma, you say a lot of good shit, but you ain't smart as you think you is. You say a lot of good shit. That shine. It's that shine, Ma. It's that damn shine.
Yeah. That shine a motherfucker, boy. It's a motherfucker.
That got all going to shine. Everybody wants that shine.
Yeah.
You say what you want, I don't even know what you said. They want that shine.
They want that shine.
That's
goddamn right now.
Say what the hell you want. I don't care what you say.
You're right about that now.
They want that shine.
You damn sure right about
they
that.
They want that shine.
About, what, 99? What, about 99.9% of them?
Yes, sir. They want that shine. He ain't want to, I don't make no difference. I don't care about this. I don't care about all this. Shit me.
When that battle pole come out, then what?
Yeah, look at, yeah, you're right. The battle pole, they were stupid over that. Look how many people didn't affect it. And you don't want no shine, though. But you don't want no shine, though. Come on, man. Joker tuning in here. He got all my money just for that battle pole. Yes,
that Barry Pope made a nigga tell his nigga
God,
why
they don't want the battle. Somebody gonna go back and listen to it like they do. And they go, it's gonna make you get off their ass. They gonna say they got a point there now. Cause they don't like it. You know, they know. The sisters out there listening. The sisters out there listening right now. When they go back and listen to the show, it's gonna make them move, man. They gonna move.
Nah, they gonna first thing they holler. I don't care about no battle. When you had wins, you do.
We done got famous right now for being the only red bear. We made ourselves famous. The only red bear.
That day, you and Ski and gave the overrated motherfuckers, you be surprised how that shit moved the crowd, boy.
That hit the whole grudge game up when y'all said somebody that overrated. Thank God who the overrated is.
Yeah,
oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I don't even want to do that shit no more.
Hey, fuck it. Who the overrated grudge race out here that
day? Illuminati? Illuminati?
Let's go, Bob.
Illuminati?
Who the overrated grudge race?
The
boy,
overrated.
Boy, that shit. Overrated grudge race.
You got it. You gotta,
and
hey, Wee, you gotta get skinnish and you gotta get skin and dog on the ass. That shit, though.
Again, hit the one button. I need to know who the overrated grudge race.
Hey, Wee, they had like you and me gave the answer to that day. It went dog and skin gave the answer, but shit.
Man,
you
motherfucker was so mad. I said, God dang. Motherfucker said my car and this and that and all that.
They got them skin. Skin going to keep it 102. Skin don't give a fuck.
And
skin,
I need to know who the
like
fucking
it.
Overrated grudge racer is 2021.
I just told you, we're Illuminati.
No.
It one of them,
dog. No. That motherfucker, that, hey,
nah,
dog.
Nah, he talking about
Illuminati.
Illuminati
like
ain't had no glory,
that's
dog.
That's the bully of the year. That's the bully of the year
yeah.
Right there, dog.
Yeah, dog. Yeah,
name
got soft on
that.
2021. Correct.
That Bigfoot guy.
Who is the overrated grudge racer of 2021?
For the whole year of 2021.
For the whole year. The whole fucking year.
Gargantuan.
That might be me. I don't know.
Now, you can't say about God Gasser. In his mirror, he's a bad motherfucker. God Gasser won a whole lot of races this year.
God Gasser.
And ain't no
Gasser
Sugar,
said,
Sugar Man overrated.
I said
Sugar Man overrated.
Come
I
mean, on
and
answer that.
Yeah.
No, I ain't going to say he overrated. Overrated.
Who's talking
about God Gasser? Who is it?
No,
God Gasser.
Sugar Man
overrated. Who is it? Who is
it?
He don't deserve to be in the contest.
It ain't that chance.
They were 82 pounds for Boss Man for when he got locked up at Trigger Man, 82 pounds.
Well, it might be Boss.
Over. Nah, Boss can't be overrated. Boss ain't overrated with the Boss did.
Well,
Boss got out of goddamn. Boss got out of school and did more than shit. Probably 90% of the motherfuckers on the show.
No, I ain't saying this, Boss. I'm saying Skin got to call it. I ain't saying this, Boss. No, it ain't Boss.
Overrated grudge racer is a motherfucker. Overrated grudge racer with is a motherfucker that don't. That pick and choose
yeah.
who he want to grow up between the relationship. Wow, that's overrated grudge racer.
Somebody who's been doing a lot of racing.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah. I would give somebody $20.
Yeah.
Somebody just text me. Just text me who it is. And somebody tell me who this is.
Where they from, dog?
Just what they say.
No name.
They said tape, man. They said tape.
Oh, man.
They said tape, man.
Oh, shit. Better not be the goddamn messenger, I tell you that. Don't be the messenger.
Oh, shit.
I tell you, the Vaughn said it. The Devon said it. I'm telling you.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Why ain't put no motherfuckers a pin on my ass. The Devon said it. I ain't got that New Mexico, New Orleans somewhere.
Portland.
Hey. Good little five.
What the court? 8 o'clock in the morning.
The Kill might be in Montana. He might be in Montana County. Good luck finding him, goddamn
it. Hey, now, depending on what we're saying, they could be in the category now. He could be in the category now. Because, I mean, he was on all the shows talking all that shit. It ain't busting great now. He could be in the category now.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Y'all done fucked me up now, Whit.
Yeah.
Y'all, Bobby, y'all done made me reveal my source. If I got a source revealing my source, people ain't going to tell me all this good inside shit.
Yeah.
I just want to be the messenger.
You
take it to him. Who's
going to
take it to him?
Tell
him that.
Bobby, you made me tell it, Bobby.
Get with another overrated good race. I ain't gonna say no more names now, but if y'all ask me, I'm gonna tell you.
I gotta keep my inside sources.
How y'all think I get all that good information and shit, man?
I hate to say it, dog, but he gone.
Who gone?
I seen that mother popping that knee. That William.
You talking about number one?
Yeah, that damn. I seen that damn knee.
Hey, but dog.
Yeah.
Honestly, dog.
About 90%
of the game, goddamn overrated.
Yeah. Because all we do is get on these shows and talk shit. You ain't lying. You're right. Very few come on in and do this.
Hey, dog, I'm going to tell you this right here, dog. I got a race car, right? It ain't been out. We've been out testing all year. Okay, how many races do we got than me?
One.
How many races do Bobby got?
One.
No, we had two.
I got more than one. How many races do you got? Hold on, Rick.
No, no,
How many races Jawbreaker got? He got two, I think. Okay. How many races Keisha got?
Oh, Keisha got Keisha. You can't put Keisha in that category. Keisha got some races. Keisha couldn't fall in there.
I'm just asking. Okay, backstab. How many races? How many races Tate got?
The same you got. Goddamn, Mom. Mom, you're in some good company.
Piston racing.
Okay, what about D&D?
Oh, Lord.
Well, you can't put D&D in there. Did they crank up this year? They got the same amount you got. now, y'all, kid, you hear who brought up all this shit, right?
How many Coleman Young got, dog?
You can't put him in there.
How many got, dog? I mean, he got about three or four. Okay, two or three.
Kids, you hear this shit, but you know we're going to get blamed for this shit, don't you?
Yep.
I know, but they're gonna put it on dog.
Yeah, but you need to have him.
What about bipolar, dog?
Bipolar got about three or four.
Okay, So my point is, dog, ain't a motherfucker doing a whole lot of,
Wick said that, goddamn, what? Wick said that, boy, about last year, Maul started this shit tonight.
Now tomorrow, ain't nothing going on tomorrow. And Wick, they're going to be on your ass because I know Wick going to come in there and Wick going to get everybody on his ass. They're going to be able to talk tomorrow now.
Now, Maul brought this shit up. I ain't bring this up. I'm in racing now.
Yeah, I brought it up. I was just asking the question, though.
You can't argue with the truth.
To me?
Yeah, if they said, I mean, if they asked me, you got three that I know of, you got two with Zeus. Well, I'm just saying the one I know about, and one with Zeus.
Right. I did one with Tino, too. I got one with Tino in the shootout in Texas, too.
Well, like I said, you know, I'm just talking about the ones I know about that I heard about.
Okay, dog. Hold on, dog. How many races you got this year, dog?
I told y'all I had stopped at 30 and 13, but since they brought it up, I went back and counted. Hold on with them. I'm finna tell you. Y'all don't talk about that bony. Let's see here. 13. Let's see. That's 9, 10, 13, 15, 19, 20, 24. I'm 54 in.
Hold up. Okay, I got to add them up.
I'm 54 in. 1, 2, 4. 54 and 17.
Okay, dog. Okay, hold on, dog. Do you get on that motherfucker talking about how much money you got, how much you want to lock in?
No, sir.
Do you throw races?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. My point proven is. Now you see we're overrated, right?
Oh, shit. Yes, sir. Yeah, I went back. So all together, I got 71 races. I got 71 races.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I don't keep doing that, dog.
Yeah, you done fucked up some shit tonight, Ma. You done fucked up. I'm going to go watch the game now, too. Tomorrow's going to be there by tomorrow, though. It's 66, ain't it?
Oh, almost 70%.
Two game ain't worth watching.
Oh. It's 3-3, ain't it?
What are you, kiddo?
6-3 now. 6-3.
Oh, Alabama kicked another field goal?
I'm talking about your winning percentage. The winning percentage is 69%.
I know, but I ain't gonna say nothing about that percentage and all that. All that came up because somebody had X amount of races that they want to get put on the ballot that shouldn't even been on the ballot. I'm gonna just leave that alone though. I'll let somebody else bring that shit up. There were all that shit,
man.
About 15 races and all that shit too. That's because they man didn't have 15 races.
Not padding the ballot machine.
Well, they wasn't sad. They was making sure that they who they wanted on there was on there, so they said a minimum of 15 kids. So if their man had to have a 10, they would have said a minimum of 10 and vice, you know what I'm saying. They were just doing whatever they wanted to make sure that their person met the criteria. I'm going on mute. Anybody got anything? Hold on. Let me play my one song before I go. I got to play my song.
Hey, dog, you need to set a prayer for Phil Shuler, you know,
What up? What's up?
All right.
Yeah.
All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Right on, Whit. All right, we'll see y'all tomorrow, man. Bye, y'all.